The stage is set. The title is in reach. The C2 State Volleyball Playoffs are on the air. Today, the number 4 seed Sandy Creek Cougars continue their quest for the state championship. Cougars Volleyball is brought to you by Kerr Chevrolet, New Tech Seed, Allen's, Sylvan Learning Center, Deeker Construction, and the Sandy Creek Sports Boosters. Now, let's go courtside for today's matchup.
And welcome back to Lincoln North Star. If you're tuning in to catch the Sutton Phillies and the Elma Cardinals, done deal. The Sutton Phillies took it in 3, and they will advance to play tomorrow night at 7 o'clock, and they will play the winner of the match. We have set the table for now. The number 4-ranked Sandy Creek Cougars taking on the Tri-County Trojans coming up here next. Another great crowd on hand, and this one's going to be quite the battle because this is number 4 versus number 5, Sandy Creek 23-6, Tri-County 24-6, pretty close in the NSAA power points as well, so this one could fall on either side of the net. So we'll see the rallies, and we'll see all the good blocks, and everything will mean oh so much out here because the winner knows they've got a staunch Sutton opponent just anxiously waiting to take them on tomorrow afternoon. So we will come right back, and we will break down both these sides and see where the statistical advantage comes up with, at least. It all has to be proven on the court at first. So we'll be right back with our Kirk Chevrolet pregame show on The Breeze, 94.5 and KLIQFM.com.
Kerr Chevrolet is Hastings' only GM-certified dealership. What does that mean to you? No worries. Your GM-certified used vehicle comes with a 100,000-mile 5-year powertrain limited warranty, a 12-month 12,000-mile bumper-to-bumper warranty, 117-point vehicle inspection, a vehicle history report, like-new financing for qualified buyers, 24-hour roadside assistance, courtesy transportation, and more. Shop Kerr Chevrolet in Hastings for your no-worries GM-certified used vehicle today.
The Breeze, 94.5.
All right, everyone, welcome back to our Kerr Chevrolet pregame show brought to you by Kerr Chevrolet, Hastings only GM certified, no worries dealership on South Burlington and Hastings. Kerr Chevrolet, proud sponsors of our pregame show. Sandy Creek, Tri-County coming up. Big matchup here. A lot of big names, a lot of big numbers to throw around at you, but for the time being, we should just primarily focus on the fact that Sandy Creek's coaches, co-coaches, have got the Cougars absolutely fired up and ready to play. And I tell you what, Sandy Creek looks like the real deal at this point, but they've got to get past a pretty tough Tri-County Trojan team. They are ready to go. Sandy Creek, again, comes to you with a record of 23-6, and while they have only won their last 3 matches, they were some solid 3 matches. They knew they had to win to get in, and that is exactly what the Cougars did, and they did it behind some inspirational play. There is just no other words to sum up the fact that the girls of Sandy Creek, the Cougars, have been playing with a lot of emotion. There's a lot of subtleties going on in the background. We'll tell you a little bit about that kind of stuff as well. But it is going to be a fantastic match. Kayla Lepofsky, Lauren Williams, co-coaches for the Sandy Creek Cougars. Now, turning our attention to the Tri-County Trojans, they come in putting up some big numbers. Also, they got a lot of power and a lot of effort. And at 24-6, they have faced Sutton before and split with them 1-1. We kind of alluded to that, but they have not seen the likes of Sandy Creek, but they have put together a nice little drive at the end, 6 in a row that had worked, and in those last 6 matches for Tri-County, they only lost 1 set, so they came out on fire, and they came here on a streak. Their head coach, Brett Scheiding comes out here, and he has got their team completely fired up. For the Sandy Creek Cougars, just kind of roughly taking a look at their state playoff history. You know what? We'll take a quick break. We'll come back, and we'll break down the past history stuff, and we'll figure out some good names and some numbers to put together as we prepare for this key matchup for first-round playoff action from Lincoln. Sandy Creek Tri-County coming up next on The Breeze, 94.5 and KLIQFM.com.
Superior Deschler Incorporated in Edgar supports the farmers and agriculture in South Central Nebraska. Superior Deschler serves its customers with propane, custom application, liquid fertilizer, variable rate dry fertilizer, anhydrous ammonia, farm chemicals, refined fuels and seeds, including Dynagro. Proudly serving Edgar, Fairfield, and the surrounding area. Superior Deschler Incorporated in Edgar. Good luck on the field and in the classroom to the Sandy Creek and area athletes from Superior Deschler Incorporated.
Oregon Trail Equipment is one of South Central and Southeast Nebraska's largest John Deere dealerships, offering new and used farm equipment, including tractors, combines, planters, skid steers, lawnmowers, plus parts and service. Oregon Trail Equipment, located in Fairfield, Hebron, Superior, Beatrice, and Marysville, Kansas.
Your Double Circle Co-op, the Fairfield Co-op, has a full line of chemicals, mixed fertilizers, insecticides, and whatever you need for a good farming operation. This full-service co-op has the equipment to do custom application. Propane is available. The Fairfield Nonstop Co-op Fertilizer Association in Fairfield, Glenville, Pauline, and Edgar proudly supports Sandy Creek and all area athletes, celebrating more than 50 years of service to South Central Nebraska, including the Fertilizer Ag Chemical Plant near Blue Hill and Ayer. The Fairfield Nonstop Co-op.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back to Lincoln North Star. Rob Osmond with you. Getting all set for the number 4 Sandy Creek Cougars in C2 here, taking on number 5 ranked Tri-County. And just kind of looking at some of the big numbers and the big names coming up here, we were going to talk about the last time both these squads were here. Sandy Creek, as a school, has been here 8 times. The last time they were the state championship runners-up in 1997. They won it all. In 1996, they were the runners-up. So that in 97 was the last time that Sandy Creek was here. As for the Tri-County Trojans, as both squads have just entered the court, and Sandy Creek fans were on their sideline, are all set, and they are fired up in number. The Tri-County Trojans have been to the state tournament on 3 occasions, most recently in 1996. And just kind of leave it at that, because in 96, state runners-up were Sandy Creek, and Tri-County was not. So that's pretty much, in a nutshell, the way it is. So both teams in the Southern Nebraska Conference, so as a the coach of Sutton alluded to a little bit earlier, Chris Erickson, was talking about it's going to be an all-Southern Nebraska Conference semifinal, and that is a positive statement in itself, and the strength of C2 is a tough one when it comes to teams from the Southern Nebraska Conference. So that's a whole another issue. Okay, let's take a look at some of the big names that are going to be coming our way that we're going to be talking about. We're going to be talking about for Sandy Creek. Most importantly, we're going to be talking, well, I shouldn't say most importantly, a lot of girls step up big for Sandy Creek, and they would include Carrie Ann Shaw, who leads the team in kills with 278. Ashley Harms only 20 behind, and Ashley Harms put some serious hurt on the ball as well. Carrie Ann Shaw leads the team in blocks with 115, very solid at the wall. Michaela Shaw with 96 blocks to go for Sandy Creek. Pick a name out of Sandy Creek. Very solid effort. For the Tri-County Trojans, though, we do want to take a look at service aces. Montana Hendricks, 37 aces on the season for Sandy Creek. For Tri-County, their service ace leader on the team is Lauren Kamick. Get used to hearing the name Lauren Kamick. She also leads the Trojans in kills with 369. Now, if you're comparing numbers to numbers, 369 for Tri-County versus 278 for Carrie Ann Shaw, the Cougars, hard one to swallow, but kills don't necessarily win you set. So it's the combined effort all the way around. Shelby Zimmerman, you'll be hearing her a lot. She is at the wall. She's a 5'10 senior. A lot of experience in Shelby Zimmerman. She'll be doing it well. And then the center for the Trojans has got her work cut out for her tonight. Heather Schwann is going to have to put some nice touches on the ball. She's had 611 sets compared to Michaela Shaw. Michaela Shaw with 607 for the Cougars to the lead. And two centers with equal talents and equal abilities are going to have to step up their play. This is the playoffs, and this is the first round of the playoffs, and this is the heartbreaking one because you come all the way to Lincoln, and if you lose this first round, it's a very long bus ride back home because you're done. It's over with. Your season, however fine it is over with. You win, you're guaranteed at least to play in the consolation for no worse than fourth in the state. So that's kind of a feather in your cap already. You could come out, you know, third, fourth, or at best a win here sets you up for one or two. So that would be a goal for each of these squads and has been all year long. Okay, we are going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll look at some of the drama behind the scenes and all the things that have underplayed in this matchup that make this one such a key matchup in the bracket side for Class C2. So stay with us. We'll be back. We're about 12 minutes from first serve in our second match of the evening. It's the Sandy Creek Cougars taking on the Tri-County Trojans. Stay with us. It's high school volleyball from Lincoln. Playoff time on The Breeze, 94.5 and KLIQFM.com.
When you work the land, you know that you can make the land work more for you with irrigation and test wells from Shuck Drilling Company in Edgar, Nebraska. Shuck Drilling has T&L pivots, Worthington pumps, Western Land Roller pumps, Hastings Irrigation Pipe and Supplies, and repairs all types of pumps. Shuck Drilling, quality products produced locally to help you increase your harvest yields and helping our economy grow stronger. Shuck Drilling Company in Edgar since 1947, supporting Sandy Creek and area athletes.
The Butcher Shop in Fairfield proudly supports the Sandy Creek athletes and teams. Good luck in all your games. The Butcher Shop does custom butchering and processing of beef, pork, and lamb, also canned meat. And as many people know, the Butcher Shop is your place for the processing of your deer meat. Gene and Eileen invite you in for some great sale prices on prime rib this week. Stop in or call the Butcher Shop, 301 Northeast Street in Fairfield, supports the Sandy Creek students in the classroom and on the field.
Deeker Construction in Hastings has been a trusted contractor for more than 25 years. Deeker Construction specializes in custom homes, commercial construction, complete remodeling, and additions, as well as concrete work. Deeker Construction's support of high school athletics helped make this broadcast possible.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments plus life, health, and long-term care insurance. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back to Lincoln North Star first-round playoff action. Rob Osman courtside with you awaiting the start. The Sandy Creek Cougars taking on the Tri-County Trojans in less than 10 minutes will be underway. As the Cougars are on the net right now doing a little bit of practice warm-up, the Tri-County Trojans working out on the sidelines here. We wanted to tell you about a little bit of the drama here. And first, I guess, let me get it out of the way and dispense with the negative. For Sandy Creek, heartbreak season. They're playing emotionally. The mother, there's no way to get around this, the mother of Michaela Shaw and Carrie Ann Shaw passed away during a match earlier in the year. She was a team mom and really took care of the Sandy Creek team, provide a lot of inspiration and a lot of support for that. Her loss weighs heavy on the minds of Sandy Creek. To say that they're dedicating the season to them, kind of an overstatement. It's just one of the things that have fallen into place. Certainly they would love to do that in memory of this team mother. All the girls love the Shaw's mother, and a tragic loss all the way around. No other way to look at that. Shifting gears now and getting away from that and turning to something a little bit more positive. We mentioned that the last time that Sandy Creek made it to the state was 1997. There's a big reason now of why they're back, if you ask me. Last year, Sandy Creek, I think they won five games. I think they took five matches all of last season. You want to talk about a good turnaround and a quick turnaround, and you owe it, I think, to two solid coaches, co-coaches that have stepped up. And that being Kaylee Lepofsky and Lauren Williams. They've done an excellent job turning this team around, getting it going. The last time that Sandy Creek came into the playoffs was back in 1997. Who do you think were two of the players on that Sandy Creek squad? Enough said. Kaylee Lipovsky, fantastic job turning this team around. Solid play. Williams at Sandy Creek and came last year as a sentence. She played at Hastings College and did an absolutely phenomenal job. And together, these two coaches have turned this Sandy Creek team around. They are playing with an incredible amount of confidence. They are playing with an incredible amount of ability. And they have fought their way into the playoffs. And they set at number 4 or 5 a lot of the year. They played some tough teams. They battled. They won a few. They lost a few. They lost 6, actually. But they picked up 23. The 23 they won did a fabulous job to do so. And that's why they got there. But by the time it came around for the sub-districts, they had to win, and they had to dig deep, and they had to fight and scratch and kick their way to get here. It wasn't as if they coasted in and they smeared everybody. They played some solid teams toward the end, and just to kind of set the stage for you, they lost to Sutton towards the end of the season. They lost to them in 3 sets. Sutton made very quick work out of the Phillies were on fire, and the Cougars totally caught off guard. They knew they had, from that point on, they had to win the rest of the season. They took on Thayer Central. They took them out in 3 games. Then they had to go back and play Sutton again. And in Sutton at Sandy Creek, or at the sub-districts, they beat Sutton in 4 sets. And they did so very enthusiastically and with a lot of ability and with a lot of talent. Give credit where credit is due. They played Sutton 4 times this year, and they beat them twice, and that's something that nobody else can say about that playing that Sutton team. Nobody else can say they beat the Phillies twice this year, save Sandy Creek, and it's all building up. They would like to face them one more time, and that would be tomorrow. That stage is set as far as Sutton is concerned. Sandy Creek's going to have to battle their way in and take on this Tri-County team. But even after beating Sutton in the sub-districts, they still had to win the districts in order to get here. So Sandy Creek packs the bus. They head the next day. They head to Aurora to take on Heartland, and they beat Heartland in 4 sets, and they did so even more enthusiastically. And this team is at a crescendo. I mean, they are just absolutely building, and you got to be wondering when's it going to stop, and you certainly don't want it to stop for 3 more matches. Sandy Creek is on a roll. They are on fire. They are a streaky team, and it's very important. The matches that they lost during the year, obviously no excuses. They were solid teams nevertheless. A couple of them you kind of got to raise an eyebrow towards. However, they were solid teams. They played some good matches all the way, and it was clearly a fun season for them. Clearly not over, but it rests in the hands of Sandy Creek. I would love to be able to do the same kind of a breakdown for the Tri-County Trojans. However, haven't seen them, but just taking a look at how they got here, winning their last 6 matches and losing only 1 set. The only team that gave them any form or fashion of trouble after they lost to Wilbur Clatonium was Lord Central Catholic, and they only won 1 set. And you got the feeling that the Tri-County streaky team as well, very solid, and looks like on paper a very fun and exciting team, very, very well balanced, and they're doing an excellent job here. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll get our starting lineups out of the way, and we will prepare for this match that's a little bit less than 4 minutes before we get going. So stay with us. We'll also check in with some of our other games that will be going on our sister stations all around the dial. So stay with us. We've got a fantastic match coming your way. You're listening to High School Volleyball on The Breeze 94.5 and KLIQFM.com.
If you need a loan, you need the Guide Rock State Bank in Edgar. The Guide Rock State Bank is ready to help you with your car loan, farm equipment, personal, or business loan. Whatever you need, checking accounts, savings accounts, loan CDs, the Guide Rock State Bank offers its customers the utmost in convenience and professional service. The Guide Rock State Bank in Edgar, your full-service bank, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC. The Guide Rock State Bank supports the Sandy Creek students, athletes, and coaches.
Oregon Trail Equipment is one of South Central and Southeast Nebraska's largest John Deere dealerships, offering new and used farm equipment, including tractors, combines, planters, skid steers, lawnmowers, plus parts and service. Oregon Trail Equipment, located in Fairfield, Hebron, Superior, Beatrice, and Marysville, Kansas.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Just about 2.5 minutes before our first serve underway. The number four ranked team in C2 is the Sandy Creek Cougars. The number five ranked team here in the middle of the bracket is the Tri-County Trojans. And I got to tell you, Sandy Creek has got a fan club and a half here. You got to wonder if there's anyone left in the town, anyone left in the area, because Sandy Creek has the red and white here and the black T-shirts as well, which fortunately for me has the roster on the back, so I shouldn't have any problem finding out who the Sandy Creek players are. Tri-County on the other side's got a good hand on, or a good crowd on hand as well. They are set and they are fired up, ready for some great volleyball going to be coming your way. Tri-County, solid team at 24-6. Some of the key players we were talking about, definitely you're going to want to keep your ear open for Lauren Kamick. Lauren Kamick on the outside leads the team in kills and does so with authority. She has got a power shot on the ball, watching her warm up. And, boy, she is in good shape and ready to fire it up. She's a 5'10 senior, 369 kills, her share of blocks as well, and can do it up defensively as well, to say the least. So great effort all the way around for the Trojans. You don't get to this level without having a fantastic team to tout. So we'll take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have our starting lineups and get our first serve underway. It's playoff time in Lincoln. State playoffs on the Breeze, 94.5 and KLIQFM.com.
The Corner Market in Edgar congratulates the Sandy Creek Cougars on another great season. The Corner Market is an affiliated Foods Midwest store featuring SureFresh and SureFine products. Corner Market is a full-service grocery store delivering Tuesdays and Fridays. The Corner Market has custom-cut USDA choice meats, no additives, and meat and cheese trays. The Corner Market is open Monday through Saturday from 7:30 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. and from 9 to 3 on Sunday. Why pay more when you can buy for less? The Corner Market in Edgar, Nebraska.
Deeker Construction in Hastings has been a trusted contractor for more than 25 years. Deeker Construction specializes in custom homes, commercial construction, complete remodeling, and additions, as well as concrete work. Deeker Construction's support of high school athletics helped make this broadcast possible.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments, plus life, health, and long-term care insurance. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back to The Breeze, 94.5. Welcome everyone listening online at www.kliqfm.com. We'll go with the Tri-County Trojans to get things started. They are the number five seed. Starters on the outside. First off will be Lauren Kamick. She's a 5'10 senior outside hitter. On the opposite side of her will be Catherine Flans. She is a 5'8 senior outside hitter. Shelby Zimmerman is a 5'10 middle hitter, senior. Sydney Holtmeyer is a 5'8 sophomore in the middle. Whitney Ray is a 5'3 senior defensive specialist for the Trojans. Heather Schwann is the center. She's a 5'7 senior. And Sarah Genrich. Genrich is the libero. She is a 5'5 senior. That's your starting lineup. And by the way, I should proudly mention that our starting lineups are brought to you courtesy of Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed. All season long, they have been the proud sponsors of the New Tech Seed starting lineup. So a special thanks going out to Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed for doing just that. Okay, the starting lineup now being introduced for Sandy Creek, and you can hear they are absolutely firing up on the Sandy Creek side of the court. For Sandy Creek, on the outside in front, Amanda Caton. Amanda Caton is a 5'5 junior. Also on the outside, Taylor Horst. Horst is a 5'10 junior. In the middle will be Carrie Ann Shaw. Carrie Ann Shaw is a 5'9 junior. Ashley Harms in the middle is a 5'11 sophomore with the start. Montana Hendricks on the right side is a 5'9 sophomore, and a freshman, Michaela Shaw, will be the center. She is a 5'11, again, a freshman, Michaela Shaw. The libero is Morgan Hendricks, and she is a 5'3 senior. That is your starting lineup, brought to you by New Tech Seed, Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed. We are all set for volleyball. Crowd is going. They're excited. And we're excited because this is going to be a pretty key match. This is, again, number four versus number five. And this is what it is all about. I'm telling you that much right now. Right now, final instructions being given. Referees are taking... You know, you just get the feeling it's going to be one of those games. A lot of crowd support. Sandy Creek Cougars now taking the backcourt. Trojans doing the same. Trojans will be serving from left to right. They are in the blue tops, blue shorts, royal blue. They're circling the nets now. Sandy Creek Cougars, red tops, black shorts, shaking hands under the net. Big round of applause. First off, before we even get this thing started, congratulations to both of these teams on fantastic seasons. It takes a huge effort. There are a lot of teams that are home now listening to this or getting ready for basketball season, but these girls right now have paid the price. All the months of practice, all the drills are all on the line right here. Tri-County will get the service started off. It'll be Heather Schwann, the 5'7 setter, to get things started. And we are underway in the second half of our doubleheader. Cougars now working up, wasting no time, going on the right side, getting the big point. Guess who? You're going to hear it a lot tonight. Ashley Harms gets the Cougars on the board first, 1-0. Harms will serve for the Cougars. They get it going. Free ball for the Cougars now as they'll work the left side. Hard shot down the line. It goes. Carrie Anshaw comes up with the kill. And it's 2-0. Cougars on top. Ashley Harms will continue the service. Quick start, quick lead. Shot is up just off the net. Well played by the Trojans. Diving effort by their center will bring it back. Cougars now will reload from the backcourt. They'll push it over as a free ball. Set in the middle as it comes the attack. It's going to be out of bounds. Did we have a touch? No, we did not. Sandy Creek continues the streak up 3-0. Ashley Harms has the rally going. Harms winds up, throws it down. Just off of that, drops it down. Harms gets the ace. Ashley Harms. On a good start for the Cougars, up 4-0. Fifth serve goes over. Set goes up, attack in the middle, partially blocked. Cougars make an excellent save. Harms was the key. Off the back spot, the back court, and it goes off the fingers of the Tri-County Trojans down to the court, and it's a five-point run to get the first set started, and Trojans a little bit on their heels. Cougars doing it up, long serve, and that will bring it in to the rally, but it was five solid points for the Cougars. It's a four-point lead. Service for Tri-County will be Catherine Flans. Flans winds back, pops it over, floats it in, covered, and it's a poor hit, and out of bounds it goes. And now they're questioning the fact that she can't go across the net to get it. Apparently that is a rule change. I'll have to check into that. 5-2 now is our score. Trojans trying to battle back, down by three. Set by Shaw, tipped over at the net. Nobody in the middle, nobody home for the Cougars. Tri-County battling back, down now by two. It was a quick 5-0 start for the Cougars, and now three straight points for Tri-County. Trojans hanging in there. Powerful shot. Carey Anshaw drives it down from the left side, but the Trojans were there to cover at the net and save. A carry is going to be called off the block, and the Trojans have battled back with four straight points. Shifting over to the left side now, Flans tees it up, and it's going to be into the net. And the Cougars will get it back. Back to serve for Sandy Creek. Montana Hendricks leads the team in aces. Drives this one over. Trojans there to cover. They'll attack in the middle. Hard shot. Harms is there to stop it. Set by Shaw. Now on the left side. Good pop by Amanda Caton. But Trojans there. Caton gets it up. Shaw now working the middle. Dinked over by Carey Ann Shaw. But the Trojans are there and come right back with a hard shot. Cougars keep it alive. Solid effort all the way around. Free ball for the Trojans. Set now. Attack in the middle. Hard shot. That's going to be out of bounds. I couldn't see who actually got it. But the point will belong to Sandy Creek now, up 7-4. Service is up. I couldn't quite catch. Knocked out of bounds. And Sandy Creek, I think, is going to get the point. A lot of enthusiasm going on. Back to serve is Montana Hendricks. It's 8-4. Hendricks' serve is covered. It's going to be not playable. Diving effort and ending up on the Cougar side of the net was Heather Schwann. We've got a timeout for the Trojans. 9-4 is our score. Sandy Creek on top. We'll take a quick break. Come back. You're listening to High School Volleyball on the Breeze, 94.5 and KLIQFM.com.
Have you been to Joe Sports Cars, Comics, and Diecast Cars lately? Joe has a bunch of Husker items, including the Nebraska Harley-Davidson motorcycle, the 1/18th scale Nebraska football Dodge Challenger, and the 1967 Nebraska GTO. Joe's also has Bo Pelini, Tom Osborne, and Bob Devaney coins, including the Tom Osborne 255th career win coin. Joe also has Nebraska football bobbleheads of Tom Osborne, Eric Crouch, Mike Rozier, and Johnny Rogers. It's all at Joe's Sports Cards, Comics, and Diecast Cars, 231 North Lincoln in Hastings.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back. High School Volleyball on the Breeze, 94.5. KLIQFM.com. Sandy Creek up on top by 5-9-4. Cougars had a good rally to get it started, and the Trojans battled back. Service belongs to Sandy Creek. It's going to be Montana Hendricks for the serve when we get back to action. It's a game of rallies, I'll tell you that, and that's what it's shaped up to be so far. Five straight for the Cougars and then four straight for Sandy Creek. And now we've got 4 points built up by the Cougars. Back to action now. Shot comes over from the back row, knocked out of bounds. Shelby Zimmerman had a good play on it, but takes it out of bounds. It's going to be 10-4. Hendricks one more time, tees it up, lets it go. Covered by the libero, battle at the net. Good play by the center, Heather Schwann. Pushed over on the left side, knocked out of bounds. Good shot, Amanda Caton took the angle and gets it off the far side to get the point. The lead extends to 7. It's 11-4. Montana Hendricks, 5-9. Sophomore leads the team in aces. Pops this one over, covered by the Trojans. They'll attack on the right side. Shot was a little bit long, but it was played nevertheless by Hendricks. Cougars try to dink it over. Good play, but the Trojans were there to cover it. In the middle, brought over. Cougars load up on the left side. Harms goes up for it. Taylor Horst goes up for it and drives it into the net. Trojans will catch a break. It's 11-5. Back to serve for Tri-County is Shelby Zimmerman. Zimmerman tees it back. Gets it to go. Covered by the Trojans. Working now on the left side. Hard shot by Shaw. Michaela Shaw gets it to go. Blocked at the net. Trojans, though, are there to cover it. They'll try to dink it over. Carrie Ann Shaw drives it over. Michaela Shaw drives it over. Gets the point. Sandy Creek gets the service back. They're up 12-5. Amanda Keaton to serve for the Cougars. Their shot is over. It's covered. In the middle. Hard attack launched. Did we get a touch? We did. Partially blocked. It was a hard shot. Ball sails out of bounds. Lauren Kamek put a hammer on it. Kamek, 369 kills on the season. Back to serve now is Macy Hicks. She is a 5'3 sophomore, and she is going to pick up an ace. Macy Hicks gets the first eight for the ace for the Trojans. 12-7 is our score. Hicks winds up. This one's playable. Covered by the Cougars on the right side, bringing it down, and it's going to be in. Solid shot. Carrie Ann Shaw will pick up her second quick kill for the Cougars. It's 13-7. Shaw will take over the service. She has 24 aces on the year. Winds up, drives this one over. It's short, and it's going to be non-playable. A carry is going to be called on the Trojans. 14-7 is our score. Back to serve again, Carrie Ann Shaw. She'll wind up, drive this one over. This one's playable by the Trojans. Big set launched over on the left side. Kamek let it fly. Cougars were there to cover it, and Horst trying to go across the net and goes into the net. She'll lose the service. Go 14-8 is our score. Back to serve will be Lauren Kamek. Kamek has 77 aces on the year, leads the Trojans in that category. Cougars are back three deep. It's a high jump serve. Solid shot. Played nicely. Hard shot. It's a heavy ball. Brought back quick. Right back to Kamek. Right off of Kamek. And down from the middle. Ashley Harms rises to the occasion and drives this one down. Harms does. And it's 15-8. Michaela Shaw service is up on the left side. The Trojans load up, bringing it down. Nice read on the left side by Catherine Flans. And it's 15-9. It's a six-point Cougar lead. They've now dropped back to four deep to handle the service. From the libero, Sarah Genrich. Genrich's service is covered by the Cougars. Through the block, they'll get it through. Sandy Creek does. Battle at the middle, dinked over. Rising up for it was Michaela Shaw, and it gets a drop and goes in. Sandy Creek will get the service back, and that's the one they'd like to keep the ball out of the hand of. 16-9. Put the ball in the hands of Taylor Horst. A 5'10 junior steps up, pops it over. Covered by the libero. Set, working left side. Hard shot off the back of fingers of Carrie Ann Shaw. It was a hard shot from Flans. And that'll get the service back to Tri-County, 16-10. Heather Schwann, the setter. Schwann sends it across, covered by the Cougars. Battle at the net. Michaela Shaw hung in there, battling at the net to get it. Tough block, blasting through it was Catherine Flans. Flans, with 258 kills, would be tops of a lot of teams. Number two for the Tri-County Trojans, however, 16-11. Three straight points now for Tri-County. Cougars make the play on the right side. Hard shot down to the court. It goes. No save by the Trojans. Now the whistle blows. Good effort on the right side. Michaela Shaw comes up with it and makes it a 17-11 contest. Rotation service works around to Ashley Harms again. She'll drive it across. She got the Cougars off to a quick 5-0 start. This service now being played at the block, at the net. One more time, the Cougars reload. Shot comes down hard. It's Carrie Ann Shaw. Carrie Ann Shaw gets the point for the Cougars. 18-11. Harms puts another point in the Cougar column. She'll take her sign from the coaches, covered by the libero of the Trojans now. Blocked at the net by the Cougars. Good play. Schwann pushes it up, working the left side. This time it's blocked, but the Trojans are there to cover, so miscommunication will result in a free ball, and the Cougars will load up on the left side. Shaw hammers it down. Carrie Ann Shaw with another big kill, her fourth of the afternoon. It's a 19-11 ball game. Sandy Creek on a roll. Timeout by the Trojans, I believe. We'll take a break as well. First set action. It's an 8-point lead for Sandy Creek. You're listening to High School Volleyball on the Breeze, 94.5 KLIQFM.com.
Your Double Circle Co-op, the Fairfield Co-op, has a full line of chemicals, mixed fertilizers, insecticides, and whatever you need for a good farming operation. This full-service co-op has the equipment to do custom application. Propane is available. The Fairfield Nonstop Co-op Fertilizer Association in Fairfield, Glenville, Pauline, and Edgar proudly supports Sandy Creek and all area athletes, celebrating more than 50 years of service to South Central Nebraska, including the Fertilizer Ag Chemical Plant near Blue Hill and Ayer. The Fairfield Nonstop Co-op.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back to Lincoln North Star. Rob Osmond on The Breeze, 94.5, KLIQFM.com. Welcome all of our listeners via the internet. It's a streaky game so far. Up one side, down the other, and so far Sandy Creek is the benefactor of these streaks, up 19-11. Three solid points, from Harms. The timeout works out for the Trojans as the service goes right into the net, and now it's 19-12. Back to serve for Tri-County is Flans. Flans has a nice touch on the ball, floats this one over. It's covered. Shaw works with Carrie Ann Shaw. Shot goes down. It's going to be just off the mark, out of bounds, I think. Yes, Tri-County will get it. Trojans cutting into it now by six. Shot is up. Michaela Shaw works the right side now. Dropped over. Montana Hendricks had a good touch on it, but the Trojans were there. Off the battle of the net, and out of bounds it goes. Sandy Creek will take the point. 20-13. It's a 6-point Cougar lead. Service rotation comes to Montana Hendricks. High throw makes the shot. The libero that'll cover. Schwann's works the back set in the middle. Blocked at the net by the Cougars. Winds up. Carrie Ann Shaw got a good shot at it, but it was covered by the Trojans. Now it's dinked over. Schwann's back set on the right side. Staying home was Michaela Shaw. She tries to blast it through the block, and Shaw will pick up another kill. Carrie Ann Shaw and the Cougars now have reached a 21-13 lead. Montana Hendricks winds it up, service straight into the net. We'll give it back up to the Trojans. It'll be Shelby Zimmerman, the 5'10 senior, launching it over. Her shot is covered. Carrie Ann Shaw tries to load up on the left side, but she's out of position. Michaela Shaw went for it, and she's off balance and launches it into a net. The lead now down to five. Or check that, 6-21-15. Service up by the Trojans is out of bounds. And 22-15 now the score. Sandy Creek needs three to take the first set. Service is up and over from Amanda Caton. Caton's shot's going to be covered, and it's going to be knocked down. Blocked at the net. Trojans will get it, and the point, 22-16. In to serve now is Macy Hicks. Hicks at 5'3". Hits a tall ball. Knocks this one over. Just clears the net, actually. Hustling for it. Dinking it over at the last second. But she had to come a long way to do it. Michaela Shaw will give up the point to the Trojans. 22-17. Hicks rallies back. Jump serve this time. Goes into the net. 23-17. Cougars need 2 points to take the first set. They'll rely on Carrie Ann Shaw. Carrie Ann launches it across. some confusion in the backcourt for the Trojans, and launching it into the net was Catherine Flans. And that is set point 24-17. Carrie-Ann Shaw winds up. Battle. Schwann's high set. It's going to be a free ball. Cougars loading up. Michaela Shaw launched down and through. Ashley Harms. Ashley Harms put the muscle on it to finish off the set. 25-17. Cougars take set number one. We'll have our Allens of Hastings mid-set break. You're listening to high school volleyball on the Breeze 94.5 and KLIQFM.com.
When you work the land, you know that you can make the land work more for you with irrigation and test wells from Shuck Drilling Company in Edgar, Nebraska. Shuck Drilling has T&L pivots, Worthington pumps, Western Land Roller pumps, Hastings Irrigation Pipe and Supplies, and repairs all types of pumps. Shuck Drilling. Quality products produced locally to help you increase your harvest yields and helping our economy grow stronger. Shuck Drilling Company in Edgar since 1947, supporting Sandy Creek and area athletes.
For all your Husker game day gear, shop Allen's Husker Shop. We have the largest and most unique selection in the area now at 25% off through the end of the month with new Husker clothing, including hard-to-find children's items. For tailgating before the big game, see our Husker canopies, chairs, and coolers. We carry corn heads, giant wall crushers, bedding, and collectibles. Allen's Husker Shop, offering you more.
Will you get more Superstore?
The Breeze, 94.5.
First set belongs to the Sandy Creek Cougars. Welcome to our Allens of Hastings mid-set break, brought to you by Allens, the You Get More Superstore on West 2nd Street in Hastings, proud sponsors of our mid-set break. And Sandy Creek happy to get that first one in the column to take the first set from Tri-County. And they did it with some solid serves. Ashley Harms comes out, pops for five quick serves to get the match started. Trojans got a little bit of a rally, tried to come back and muscle their way back into it, and then towards the end, it was all Sandy Creek as they kind of put it away. The rotation worked its way back to Ashley Harms, and pretty soon, the set belonged to the Cougars, and it's a big one to get out of the way, set number one of five. So we'll see how the second set works up. We'll see what adjustments Tri-County is going to make. Coach Brett Brett Scheiding. Has got his girls out on the court, fired up, ready to go. Kaylee Lepofsky and Lauren Williams, with their turned-around Cougar team, are ready to roll. And that's your Allens of Hastings mid-set break. Great crowd on hand. And this time we'll be sliding the Cougars, as we're not going to be able to see all of Sandy Creek through the crowd. So we will do our best. Hang in there for us. Service underway. Sandy Creek gets things going that quick. Shot goes up. Cougars are there to cover. Carrie Ann Shaw saves it for the Cougars, and now Schwann's loads up for the Trojans. Big block at the wall. Montana Hendricks and Carrie Ann Shaw came up big on the right side for the Cougars. Cougars on top. 1-0. Ashley Harms, for the second time, loads up here in the second set. Shot is down, saved by the Cougars. At the net, in the net, no. They're going to call it down. Point will belong to Tri-County. That's one of those calls that could have went either way, because in the middle there, Shelby Zimmerman was right on the net. And the ball scored down first, so we're tied up at one. Schwann's to serve now for Trojans, Heather Schwann. Return shot is going to be out of bounds, so Tri-County will pick up their first lead of the afternoon, up 2-1. Heather Schwann works the right side. Her shot is up. It floats over. Shot comes over, and it's the Trojans now on defense. Big block at the net. It's going to be dinked over and dropped in. In time with it was Carrie Ann Shaw. Good read, and ties up the set at two. Back to serve is going to be Montana Hendricks. Hendricks throws up, winds it down into the net. Oh, almost got the roll, but it bounced back, and the point will belong to Tri-County. The Trojans regain the lead, up 3-2. Back to serve for Tri-County. Catherine Flans. Flans' shot is covered by the Cougars. Hard shot on the left side. Cougars back to get it at the net. Big block gets through, but it's still alive. Cougars try to dump it over. Good read by Michaela Shaw, but the Trojans get it. Back on defense, scrambling to get it. Just want to get it back to a free ball. The Cougars escape a tough shot. Reloading at the net. Big block. Canna comes up with one. Blast this one through, and it's going to be touch point. Will go to Tri-County. And the Trojans stretch their lead now to 2-4-2. Catherine Flans, the 5'8 senior, sends it up on the right side. It's over. Cougars have some miscommunication in the back row, and they send it back over as a free ball through the block. But the Cougars are there to cover it. This block is going to be big. Huge block. Shelby Zimmerman and Lauren Kamick team up to make a wall in the middle. And the Cougars now down by 3-5-2. Sandy Creek on top, 1-0. But the Cougars are in a hole now to the Trojans by 3. Shaw blasts one down. It's in. They're going to call it out. Right down the line, just out of bounds. Point will go to the Trojans. It's 6-2. Timeout. Sandy Creek, I think. 6-2 here in the second set. We'll be right back. You're listening to High School Volleyball from Lincoln. It's the playoffs on the Breeze, 94.5 KLIQFM.com.
Oregon Trail Equipment is one of South Central and Southeast Nebraska's largest John Deere dealerships, offering new and used farm equipment, including tractors, combines, planters, skid steers, lawnmowers, plus parts and service. Oregon Trail Equipment, located in Fairfield, Hebron, Superior, Beatrice, and Marysville, Kansas.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments plus life, health, and long-term care insurance. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Lincoln North Star, first round playoff, Sandy Creek and Tri-County, the Trojans and the Cougars. 6-2, Trojans on top of the second set. Sandy Creek took the first set. 25-17 down here by 4. Service continues from Catherine Flans. Flans winds up, pops it over. Forced to cover, and now Shaw will dink it over. Good cover by Kamick and brought down quick. Reaching up and over the net. Carrie Ann Shaw gets it and the point. And Shaw will get service back to the Cougars. Lead now cut to 3. Back to serve is Amanda Caton. Caton winds up. She'll float this one across. Cougars get it across. Trojans come back. Shot is going to be returned, but out of bounds from the Trojans. Shelby Zimmerman put the hammer on it, but it sails out of bounds. Rally continues now for Sandy Creek. The libero of the Trojans covered. Schwanz makes a good effort. Block at the net, and right back down to the empty court. Cougars take advantage of a great opportunity and draw within 1. 5-6. Sandy Creek drives it across. Caton with a good serve. Schwanz has to go. It'll be from the back row. The libero goes under the net. And we are tied up at 6. Amanda Caton winds it up. Floats this one over. Schwanz pushes it up. Kamick brings it down. It's a hard shot right off of Harms. And Harms had the position, but that ball had some spin and some zip on it. And the service will return to Tri-County. Up now, 7-6 once again. Cougars tied it up, but let it slip away. Down 7-6 now. Service from Zimmerman. Trojans good battle at the net and pushed out of bounds by Kerry Shaw. And the lead goes back again to Tri-County by 2, 8-6. Zimmerman rips it across. Shaw's there to cover. Hard shot into the net, into the block. And the Trojans will pick up a point and stretch the lead now to 3-9-6. Zimmerman eyes it, clears the net. Cougars cover in the middle. Hard shot is going to be covered by the Cougars one more time. Big battle to net, dinked over and dropped in. Jamie Brandt gets the point for Tri-County. Nope, they're going to call her in the net. And Sandy Creek will take the point any way they can get it. Carrie Shaw will serve. She'll step into it. Trojans now loading up, attack in the middle. Is going to dink it over, diving effort, but no good. Taylor Horst tried to get in there. And the ball falls out of position. It's 10-7. Service back to the Trojans. Macy Hicks will handle the service. She has 25 aces on the year. Good serve. Hammer to the middle. Harms went up for it. Into the block. Right back at her. She'll load up again. This one's going to blast through and go down. Harms knocks that ball in harm's way. And it's 8-10. Michaela Shaw, service is barely covered by the Trojans. They'll send it over a free ball and be happy to do that. Blast on left side. Horst gets it to go. Taylor Horst comes up with her second kill of the afternoon. And once again, the Cougars have battled back. They're down by one. They could tie it up with the serve from Michaela Shaw. Shaw service, good play. Defensively for the Trojans. They'll load up on left side. Kamek lets it go down and out of bounds. It goes off of Carrie Shaw. And the lead goes back to Tri-County again. Stretched to two now. Kamek will serve for Tri-County. High jump serve. Hammered across. Whoa, good serve and good recover by Carrie Shaw. And the rebound's going to go over Taylor Har. Ashley Harms comes up. Apologize for missing the numbers. I'm catching glimpses of Sandy Creek as I can. Horst serves down by one. Big thundering shot. Catherine Flans on the left side drives it home for the Trojans. And service will come back. It'll be 12-10 in favor of Tri-County. Sarah Genrich to serve for the Trojans. Back set. Shot goes down and through. I think it was Ashley Harms who got a piece of that one. 11-12. Tri-County. Harms tees it up. The libero will handle for the Trojans. Dinked over. Covered by Sandy Creek. Brought down quick, Carrie Shaw, knocking him down, and she has tied this match up at 12. Harms on another serious streak for on service for the Cougars, makes a good serve down the left line across the court. Off the back hands, and they're not going to be able to get it. The Cougars can't run it down. Big hard shot from Catherine Flans of the Trojans gets the lead back to Tri-County, 13-12. Heather Schwann to serve. Left side, Carrie Shaw rips it down and gets the kill. Unofficially, I've got over seven kills for Sandy Creek. We're tied at 13 for Carrie Shaw of Sandy Creek. To serve now, Montana Hendricks winds up. Drops it in. She leads the team in aces and just got another one. Montana Hendricks has got the lead for Sandy Creek. It's the first time they've led since the first serve. 14-13. Hendricks lets it go. The libero's there to cover it. Shot's going to be pushed over. It'll be a free ball for the Cougars. Shaw on the set. Carrie Shaw rips it into the block and it's batted right back down. Cougars will give up the lead. Now 14-14. Trojans wind up. Their shot floats over. Harms makes the cover. Michaela Shaw drives it across. The libero's there to handle it for the Trojans. Kasich on the left side lets it go just out of bounds. Sandy Creek will get it back. Up by one, 15-14. Amanda Keaton will inherit the serve. She's got a nice punch over there, and it can't be played. Ace serve, Keaton. Amanda Keaton pops her first ace of the afternoon, and it comes at a good time. Second one is over. Oh, it was a perfect return. Spoon-fed Carrie Shaw of Sandy Creek. The service was so good, the only thing the Trojans could do was make a perfect set on the other side of the net. Sandy Creek now up by 3, 17-14 in a match that they've been down most of. They've battled back and have got it and are up by 3. Kasich hammers one. It's going to go into the crowd. Not playable. Man, I tell you, Lauren Kamek put a dent in that ball, I think. 17-15. Trojans down. Service from Shelby Zimmerman. Back three deep is Sandy Creek. Just clears the net. Stepping up for it was Caton. Trojans now working hard on the left side. Horse lets it go. Whistle blows into the net. Are the Trojans. Sandy Creek will get the point and stretch the lead back to 3. 18-15. We're in the second set. Sandy Creek took the first one, 25-17. This one is 18-15 for the moment. Schwann makes a big set in the middle. Kasich rips it out of bounds. Too hard. Too much on it. Sandy Creek has their biggest lead of this set. Carrie Shaw to serve and keep the drive alive. Her shot is up. It's covered. Kasich dinks it over, tries to work down the line. Horst was there to cover it, or Hendricks was there to cover it, rather. Kasich again on the left side off the touch this time, and it's going to go out of bounds. And the Trojans will battle back down by 3, 19-16. Substitutions now. The libero out for the Trojans. Macy Hicks comes back in to serve for Tri-County. Running jump serve, just clears the net. Dinked over. Libero steps up to cover it. Sarah Gendrich made a great play for the Trojans. Swan makes a set on the left side. It's up Kasich. This one's partially blocked but covered by Caton. Down the line, diving effort by the Trojans, and the point belongs to Sandy Creek. And it's a big one, 20-16. Psychological advantage when you hit that 20 points and you're still up by 4. Michaela Shaw drives this one across. Some confusion in the backcourt, but the Trojans keep it alive. Hard shot, wide open shot. Big kill. Cindy Holtmeyer comes up and gets her first kill, and it's a timely one for Tri-County. Trojans down by 3. To the service line, Lauren Kamek, and she's got a hard running jump serve. It's a high throw. Hard, solid shot. High up to the rafters comes the return. And the Cougars do well to get it back and take the ball out of her hands. Good effort. Taylor Horst comes up with a touch and gets the point and gets the service back, most importantly, for the Cougars, up 21-17. Horst with the service. It's going to be covered by the libero. On the left side, hard shot. It's going to be covered, picked up. Catherine Flance took a good drive on it. Battle at the net's going to be won by the Trojans. Sydney Holtmeyer comes up big. She'll head to the bench. In to serve now will be Gendrich. 21-18. Good save by the Trojans. Keeps the drive alive off the net. Good play. Battle at the net. Trojans get it. How many times you see that? They make a great defensive play to save the ball, and then they get the serve back. And the lead now cut to 2. Trojans are streaking. Gendrich floats it across. Carrie Shaw, good touch. Good diving effort. One more time by Gendrich. Pushed over. Shaw puts it up. Harms drives it down, but the Trojans cover it. Battle at the net. Good effort by Michaela Shaw. Harms trying to rear back and get it and did too much with it. It slides off her hand. And Tri-County is down by just one, 21-20. Kendricks floats it over. Shaw, right side, driving it home. Ashley Arms makes up for it with a thundering drive from the right side to make it 22-20. And Harms will get the serve, and she is a streaky server. She can really rack up the points. They just need three. Kendricks goes down to get it for the Trojans. Big shot. Harms will cover, but the shot's going to go out of bounds. Flans comes up with a big one. It's 22-21. Substitutes coming in for the Trojans now. Jamie Brandt will enter it. Pop up on the front row. Schwann to serve. Horst covers on the left side. Shaw gets it. A double hit, they're going to call it. No block. So we are tied up at 22. Trojan sideline going crazy over there. Crowd on their feet. Proud that those Trojans have battled back here in the second set. Cougars loading up now on the left side. Shaw lets it rip. Carrie Shaw comes down with a thundering kill. That goes flying into the crowd. 23-22. Sandy Creek driving now. Montana Hendricks to serve. She leads the team in aces. Could really use one now. Gendrich covers to Schwann in the middle. Blocked, but through. The Trojans will reload. Schwann pushes it up, working the left side now. Flans drives it down, covered by Horst. Back row smash from Harms is covered by the Trojans. In the middle, Carrie-Anne Shaw drives it into the net and down. Point will go to Sandy Creek, and it's a huge one. Set point, 24-22. Timeout, Tri-County. We'll be back with our final serve or the final wrap-up of the second set. You're listening to High School Volleyball on the Breeze, 94.5 and KLIQFM.com.
The Butcher Shop in Fairfield proudly supports the Sandy Creek athletes and teams. Good luck in all your games. The Butcher Shop does custom butchering and processing of beef, pork, and lamb, also canned meat. And as many people know, the Butcher Shop is your place for the processing of your deer meat. Gene and Eileen invite you in for some great sale prices on prime rib this week. Stop in or call the Butcher Shop, 301 Northeast Street in Fairfield, supports the Sandy Creek students in the classroom and on the field.
The Breeze, 94.5.
24-22, coming down to the rough and tumble end of set number two. Sandy Creek took the first set, 25-17. This one coming down to it. Sandy Creek needs the point to take the set. Set point here. Service from Hendricks. Hendricks drives it across. Schwann sets. Flans lets it fly. Michaela Shaw covers. Tri-County from the back row is going to be covered. This one by Harms in the middle. Shaw through the block. They got it. Touched by the Trojans. Sandy Creek takes the second set, 25-22. 25-22, two sets to nothing. Sandy Creek on top. We'll take a quick break. Come back with our Allens of Hastings mid-set break. You're listening to High School Playoff Volleyball on the Breeze, 94.5 and KLIQFM.com.
The Corner Market in Edgar congratulates the Sandy Creek Cougars on another great season. The Corner Market is an affiliated Foods Midwest store featuring Sure Fresh and Sure Fine products. Corner Market is a full-service grocery store delivering Tuesdays and Fridays. The Corner Market has custom-cut USDA choice meats, no additives, and meat and cheese trays. The Corner Market is open Monday through Saturday from 7:30 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. and from 9 to 3 on Sunday. Why pay more when you can buy for less? The Corner Market in Edgar, Nebraska.
For all your Husker game day gear, shop Allen's Husker Shop. We have the largest and most unique selection in the area now at 25% off through the end of the month with new Husker clothing, including hard-to-find children's items. For tailgating before the big game, see our Husker canopies, chairs, and coolers. We carry corn heads, giant wall crushers, bedding, and collectibles. Allen's Husker Shop offering you more.
Will you get more Superstore?
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back to High School Volleyball on the Breeze, 94.5, with your Allens of Hastings mid-set break, brought to you by Allens, the You Get More Superstore. Sandy Creek up 2-0, and this one came down to the wire for them. They had been down most of the match, or most of the set, rather, and then fought their way back. They were down by 2-3-4 at times, and then managed to battle their way back. They tied it up at 14. They were within one or two several before them, but they finally tied it up at 14, took the lead 15-14 after that. They never looked back. They just kept extending the lead. Sandy Creek came back and tied it up. The Trojans came back and tied it up at 22. And then it's three straight points for Sandy Creek to finish off the set. But, boy, it was a tough one down to the wire for the Cougars, but they take that all-important second set. Who are we kidding? All the sets are important from here on out. But Sandy Creek, to have a 2-0 lead, puts Tri-County's position where they have to win out. So Sandy Creek, one of those teams that they would be very happy to be able to put this one away and be done in three sets. But Tri-County can rally, can put it back together, and they proved in that second set that they can take the lead and hold it. They just let it slip away right at the end, and that's the way our Allens of Hastings mid-set break will wrap up. Kerry Shawn, officially 7 kills on the match thus far. Lauren Kamick, 3. Flans has 3. The winner of this match will take on Sutton tomorrow in the semifinals at 7 o'clock right here on the Breeze. And we will be here. Trojans now will start off the third set, serving left to right. Schwann will get the service for the Cougars, or for the Trojans, and we're underway in our third set. Right back, right into action. Ball just in, I believe. Sandy Creek will take the point. 1-0. Sandy Creek has taken the first point now in the last three sets. Ashley Harms serves it across. Trojans are there. Pushed over as a free ball, but in. Good spot. Montana Hendricks had an open spot picked up and will get the point. 2-0. Cougars off to another start. Harms gets it going. Attack comes in the middle. Slips the Cougar defenders and down it goes. Good effort from Shelby Zimmerman. And it's 2-1. Trojans can tie it up now. Service from Flans. Flans rips it across. Brought back and sent over as a free ball for the Cougars, but it was a good play for Sandy Creek now. Michaela Shaw does a back set, sets it up perfectly for Michaela, and down it goes, and Sandy Creek gets it back, and the lead stretches to 2. Montana Hendricks to serve now for the Cougars. Her shot is over. Trojans are there. Schwann's high set back to the left side. Cassick gets it to go through the block, knocked out of bounds. And I think it's going to be touched. They call it touched. And the point will go to Tri-County. They had to go through three judges to get it, but they said it was touched. So 3-2 the score. Trojans will pick up the serve, and it'll be Shelby Zimmerman to tee it up. She'll launch it across. Hard shot. Spins back off the fingers. There to cover was Horst. Kerry Shaw makes a good save. Keeps it alive. Trojans reload now. Attack on the left side. Michaela Shaw to Kerry Shaw off the block in the back row. And gets it to go. Big point for Kerry Ann Shaw. And it's a 4-2 Sandy Creek lead. Amanda Caton can put some serves together. She toes the line, sends it across for the Cougars. So attack in the middle. Cassick rips it down and caught the Cougars out of position. And it goes to 4-3. Service to the Trojans. Macy Hicks steps in to serve at 5-3. She's got a pretty hard jump serve. Carries across. It's going to be played and sent over as a free ball. for the Cougars. That ball may have went out of bounds had they let it go. Big block at the net goes out of bounds, but the Cougars put it there. And we are tied up at four. Hicks, the sophomore, brings it back. She'll jump serve it. Covered by Michaela Shaw. Carrie Ann Shaw sends it across. It'll be brought right back, but out of bounds. And Sandy Creek will get the point and regain the lead 5-4. Carrie Shaw with the serve. Carrie Shaw steps into it, drives it across, covered in the back row by the Trojans. Battle at the net. Trojans will bring it back. Schwann, tough block at the net by Harms. No whistle. They keep playing. Horst lets it fly, sends it up. It's going to be a tough play. It'll be a free ball brought back for the Cougars. In the middle, launched. That ball may have gone out of bounds. Trojans make another big save, but it would have been four hits. That ball may have went out of bounds, but it was hit so hard that the defender could do little and could not obviously get out of the way. Trojans made a good effort to play it. Gary Shaw will load up for another serve. Schwann pushes in the middle. The attack comes. It's going to be out of bounds, and nobody touched it. Hard hit from the middle. It was an attack by Shelby Zimmerman that split the defenders, but the Cougars didn't touch it. They'll stretch the lead now to 3-7-4. Cougars have taken the first two sets. They're up by three here in the third. Free ball just off the net. Good cover by Horst. Harms loads up, but her shot is blocked. Cougars regain it. Harms will come one more time and get it off the block. Harms takes another solid shot. And Ashley Harms has put the Cougars double up on the Trojans, 8-4 in the third set. Carrie Shaw tees it up again. It's going to be covered, misplayed, and it'll be four hits and done. And that was everything but an ace. Time out, Tri-County. We'll take a break as well. 9-4 in the third set. Cougars up 2-0. We'll be back. It's high school playoff volleyball in the breeze, 94.5 KLIQFM.com.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
Deeker Construction in Hastings has been a trusted contractor for more than 25 years. Deeker Construction specializes in custom homes, commercial construction, complete remodeling, and additions, as well as concrete work. Deeker Construction's support of high school athletics helped make this broadcast possible.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Trojan timeout to regroup. It's been a match of streaky serves. 2 3-points here, 2 3-points for the Trojans, 2 3-points for the Cougars, and now the Cougars have built a 5-point lead. They lead the match 2-0. And we'll see if the Trojan timeout will work in their favor. Carrie Shaw will continue the service up by five. Trojans cover. Schwann, high set on the left side. Kasich rips it down the line, and it's in. And the timeout works for the Trojans, 9-5. Kamick. I think I said Kasich before, but it's actually Kamick. Lauren Kamick, a 5'10 senior, has the service now, and she's got a big jump serve. This girl's getting a lot of good looks. And this one is a nice looking ace that she just dropped that one in the corner and cuts the lead now to 3. 9-6. Cougars on top. Kamick will continue the service. She's got a nice-looking jump serve. Good spot. This time the Cougars are there to cover, and driving it down was Ashley Harms. Harms put a shot on that ball. Did not look like she hit it hard, but that ball came out of her hand quick. And that is a good sign of a very versatile player. Michaela Shaw will take over the service. Just clears the net. Free ball, and the Cougars will regroup. And, it was a battle at the net, or it was a battle back. It was a free ball in the making, and the Cougars misplay it. They bump into each other. Hendricks and Caton collided, and the ball flies away. It is 10-7 now. Sandy Creek on top now, but by three. Good effort by the Cougars. Return shot in the net. It'll be a free ball. Sandy Creek loads up. Michaela Shaw brings it down. Sandy Creek rips it across. Trojan players laying everywhere, but they get it a manage to get it across. Caton dives and can't come up with it. And it's now 10-8. Tri-County battling back, refusing to go down. They've got to win the next three sets. The Trojans do. Floats over from Jenrich. Back set, Michaela or Kerry Shaw sends it across. Not much on it. On the right side, through the block, out of bounds. No touch, no touch. Point will go to Sandy Creek. They'll get the service back, and with it, a three-point lead now. It'll be Taylor Horst to serve. She'll step into it. Nice-looking serve picked up by Jenrich. On the left side, tough play. Cougars now loading up. They'll have to send it back for a free ball. Well played along the net by the Trojans. Working on the left side once again. Ripped down, hard shot. Flans was licking her chops on that one. That was a perfect set, and she made good position underneath it and drives it down. Trojans will get the service back. 11-9. They are down by two. Heather Schwann to serve. Schwann pops it across just off the net. Well played by Harms. In the middle and right into the net. Montana Hendricks did not get the elevation she thought she did and pops it right into the net. And Tri-County now can tie it up right here. 11-10 the score in the third set. Schwann winds back, drives it across. Sandy Creek, perfect feed. Nobody there for the Cougars. And we are tied up at 11. The Trojans have battled back. They were down by five and now have managed to tie it up. Harms loads up on the left, on the right side. She's going to still battle at the net. She made a good shot. It was blocked at the net again. Rips it down again on the left side. Flans is just loading up, and the Cougars are unable to account for her way over to the far side of the court. And Tri-County has their first lead of this set, 12-11. Character test now for the Cougars. Heather Schwann trying to keep the run alive for the Trojans. Midway through set number three, it's a must win for the Trojans. In the middle, big attack, ripping it down, and this time it's Shelby Zimmerman stepping up to get it. Timeout, Sandy Creek, down by one, 13-11 in the second, or the third set, rather. We'll take a quick break and be right back. You're listening to Playoff Volleyball on the Breeze, 94.5 KLIQFM.com.
Superior Deschler Incorporated in Edgar supports the farmers and agriculture in South Central Nebraska. Superior Deschler serves its customers with propane, custom application, liquid fertilizer, variable rate dry fertilizer, anhydrous ammonia, farm chemicals, refined fuels and seeds, including Dynagrow. Proudly serving Edgar, Fairfield, and the surrounding area. Superior Deschler Incorporated in Edgar. Good luck on the field and in the classrooms of Sandy Creek and area athletes. From Superior Deschler Incorporated.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back to Playoff Volleyball from Lincoln. Rob Osmond courtside at Lincoln North Star. Beautiful gymnasium here, albeit a little tight, especially when the fans are standing in front of you and you can't see. Enough about that. 13-11, Trojans on top. We'll see if this timeout was well-placed and well-spent for Sandy Creek. Heather Schwann continues to serve for the Trojans. She'll wind up, drive this one across. Played nicely by Horst. Harms on the right side into the block. Down. Trojans get the point. 14-11. It's a three-point Tri-County lead. Schwann putting some points together. Four now. Five in a row for Tri-County into the net. Well played. Schwann dives down, saves it for the Trojans. Good effort. Short-lived as Sandy Creek will get it back and did a good job doing so. Good effort by Ashley Harms to bring that streak to an end. Sandy Creek down by two midway through set number three. Sandy Creek will advance to the semifinals if they can win just one more set. Schwann sets on the left side. Zimmerman and Arflansman lets it fly. Touched and out of bounds, but point will belong to Tri-County. They'll get the serve back. Up 15-12 to serve. Catherine Flans steps up. Hard shot. They're really working that right side of the Sandy Creek Cougar line. Blocked at the net. Cougars regroup. Schwann's now with the set. Working the left side to Kamek. And on the line, and it goes in, but it was touched nevertheless. Point belongs to Tri-County. Lauren Kamek wouldn't be denied on that one. To 16. Cougars are down. Picked up by the libero. Second row shot. Kamek again. Cuts the angle and gets it to go. Morgan Hendricks dove in on it, but it wasn't to be. Tri-County just putting the shots together in this set now. Have built a 5-point lead. You can clearly feel the momentum shift in the building. Good effort all the way around for the Cougars, and they'll have to send it back for a free ball. Good hustle by Hendricks. And again, it's short-lived. Stepping up big for the Trojans to get their crowd going, Shelby Zimmerman. Four straight points. And it's a 6-point lead for the Trojans. Shaw will have to send it over, and then a dink into the net. Montana Hendricks just pushed it into the net. Coach out there, Lauren Williams, trying to pump up the team. 19-12, 7-point lead now for the Trojans. If Sandy Creek thought that they could keep it, keep the streak going, they're going to have to fight for this one now. They'll pick up the point as the Trojan return goes into the net. 6-point lead. Back to serve now. Montana Hendricks. She can put some serves together and get the Cougars right back into it. Good block at the net. You put the Shaw sisters together, and that's what you come up with. Good defense at the net. Michaela Shaw and Carrie Ann Shaw get the block and get the Cougars back another point. 14-19. Partially blocked, diving effort. Caden really wanted it. She came up for it. And it rolls off her hand, and the point now belongs to Tri-County. And here we go with the emotional 20-point mark. It's all mental, but it's 20-14. Michaela Shaw makes a hard, Carrie Shaw makes a hard shot, but the Trojans were there. Michaela tries to dink it. Her shot is batted right back. She'll load up Carrie Ann one more time. Schwann puts it up, works the left side to Kamek. Kamek rips it down. Hard block right back at him. And through, and it's the Shaw sisters again. Sandy Creek refusing to go away. 20-15. Caton to serve. Amanda Caton gets it over. In the middle, ripped down. Nobody home in the back row for the Cougars. And it's 21-15. Tri-County will pick the serve back. Macy Hicks with 25 aces on the year thus far, and at least one big one tonight, is 4 points away from pushing this to a fourth set. But not before the Cougars have something to say about that. Carrie Shaw drives one down and makes it 21-16. Carrie Shaw has the serve. Back deep three, the libero, Jenrick handles it. Schwann to Kamek on the left side, rips one down. There to cover was Caton, loading up but knocking out of bounds. Going to get a touch off of Kamek. Harms makes it count. The angle was such that it was going to head out of bounds. Four-point lead now being bitten into by Sandy Creek. 21-17, Sandy Creek serve. Schwann pushes it up works the left side. Thundering shot, but Carrie Shaw was there to cover it. And then Horst comes up big. That's exactly what the Cougars needed, was Taylor Horst to step up. And she did so in fine fashion. Gets the point. The lead now is 3 for the Trojans. Cougar serve continues from Carrie Shaw. She'll wind up, pop it across. Schwann pushes it up, works the left side to Kamik. Kamik rips it down. This time, Caton is there big to come up with the dig. One more time, Kamik loads up, rips it down, out of bounds. No one touched it. Sandy Creek's on the rally. 19-21. Gut check. Third set, Sandy Creek is up 2-0. And it's 21-19. The Cougars are down. Schwann in the middle. Dinked over. Good read. Arms in there battling and continues to hang in there at the net and finally gets the big point. 20-21. Timeout, Trojans. We'll be right back. It's heating up again in the third set at the end. 21-20. Trojans on top. You're listening to high school volleyball from Lincoln on the Breeze, 94.5 and KLIQFM.com.
Joe's Sports Cards, Comics, and Diecast Cars has a big selection of cards in stock, and we mean big. Joe's has more than 250,000 cards in the store. Football cards, baseball cards, basketball cards, wrestling cards, and so much more. Joe also has Magic, Yu-Gi-Oh!, Pokemon, and Lord of the Ring cards. Joe's also has the Nebraska football senior sets in stock, plus all your card supplies. It's all at Joe's Sports Cards, Comics, and Diecast Cards, 231 North Lincoln in downtown Hastings. Call Joe at 462-4838.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Joe Wilson in the crowd today for Sandy Creek. Got a granddaughter, Amanda Caton, just came up real big. Timely play, 20-21. Sandy Creek is down. Carrie Shaw. Serves were back underway. Good serve. Into the net it goes, and we're tied at 21. New life for the Cougars. They were down by 6-7. They were down by 7 and have battled their way back to tie it up. Can take the lead now. Schwann on the left side. Kamik rips it down off the block, and the point will go to the Trojans. 22-21. The first set went the way of Sandy Creek. 25-17. Second set, 25-22. Down to the wire. This one, 22-21. Tri-County on top. Big power serve by Kamik. Launched. Saved by the Trojans on the left side. Off the block. Got to get it over. Nobody is home for the Cougars. You hate to battle all the way back only to let it slip away, but it's 23-21. Timeout, Cougars. Regroup time. Gut check here in Lincoln at Lincoln North Star. It's playoff time. You're listening to high school volleyball on the Breeze, 94.5 and KLIQFM.com.
If you need a loan, you need the Guide Rock State Bank in Edgar. The Guide Rock State Bank is ready to help you with your car loan, farm equipment, personal, or business loan. Whatever you need, checking accounts, savings accounts, loan CDs, the Guide Rock State Bank offers its customers the utmost in convenience and professional service. The Guide Rock State Bank in Edgar, your full-service bank, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC. The Guide Rock State Bank supports the Sandy Creek students, athletes, and coaches.
The Breeze, 94.5.
23-21, things heating up towards the end of set number 3. Sandy Creek can wrap it up if they can take the last few points. Power serve from Kamik is covered. Cougars try to get it to go. It's saved by Kamik, and the Trojans are still alive. Ball slides off the back of Caton's hand. Free ball. No. I thought the Cougars had it saved. They did not. It's 24-21. Set point for the Trojans. Kamik makes a big, powerful serve. Ashley Harms drives it down. It's covered by the Trojans. Trojans now reload now. Again on the left side. Flans lets it fly and down and in it goes. Trojans get the point. There'll be a fourth set as Tri-County takes it 25-21. We'll have our Allens of Hastings mid-set break coming up. Set number 4. You're listening to playoffs from Lincoln North Star on the Breeze, 94.5 and KLIQFM.com.
Oregon Trail Equipment is one of South Central and Southeast Nebraska's largest John Deere dealerships, offering new and used farm equipment, including tractors, combines, planters, skid steers, lawnmowers, plus parts and service. Oregon Trail Equipment, located in Fairfield, Hebron, Superior, Beatrice, and Marysville, Kansas.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments plus life, health, and long-term care insurance. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
For all your Husker game day gear, shop Allen's Husker Shop. We have the largest and most unique selection in the area now at 25% off through the end of the month with new Husker clothing, including hard-to-find children's items. For tailgating before the big game, see our Husker canopies, chairs, and coolers. We carry corn heads, giant wall crushers, bedding, and collectibles. Allen's Husker Shop, offering you more.
Will you get more? Superstore, Allen's Superstore.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back to your Allen's of Hastings mid-set break, brought to you by Allen's, the You Get More Superstore on West 2nd Street in Hastings, proud sponsor of our mid-set break. And depending on how you look at it, it's a bonus for Allen's of Hastings because Sandy Creek could have put that one away. Instead, Tri-County battles back. Sandy Creek got off to a quick lead, and then pretty soon the Trojans caught some traction and actually led by as many as six before letting Sandy Creek get right back in it. And Sandy Creek had a shot towards the end of it there, but the Trojans dug down deep, got it back, and took the second or the third set, 25-21. Sandy Creek now leads two sets to one. Sandy Creek got it the first set 25-17, the second 25-22, and now Tri-County looks to even it back up here in the fourth set after taking the third 25-21. That is your Allen's of Hastings mid-set break, brought to you by Allen's, the You Get More Superstore. Sandy Creek will get the service. They've won the point each of the last three sets, courtesy of Ashley Harms, who just drives this one right into the net. And if that's not a jinx, I don't know what is. Tri-County 1-0 to get things started here in set number four. Heather Schwann winds up, pops it across, just clears the net. Sandy Creek now battling the left side. Harms from the back row gets it across. Nice touch on the ball. Blasting it through, but it hit the post. It hits the post, and Sandy Creek will tie it up at one. It was a hard shot from Catherine Flans. But we're back to work now. Montana Hendricks with the service ripped down the right side, and Shelby Zimmerman gets it going and makes it a 2-1 Trojan lead. Sandy Creek looked a little bit flat towards the end of that last set. They'll clearly have to pick things up now. It's the playoffs, all or nothing right here. Trojans from the back row launch Kamek out of bounds. No one touched it. Sandy Creek will tie it up at two. Amanda Caton sends it across, covered by Jenrick, pushed up by Schwann on the left side, got down through the block. And the Trojans will pick up the point and the lead. 3-2. Back to serve for Tri-County, Shelby Zimmerman. She'll walk up, pop this one across, going down to get it are the Cougars. Zimmerman comes up to cover that one on the left side through the block and touch. Point belongs to Tri-County. Kamek was there with the hammer and brought it down. It's a 4-2 Tri-County up by two. Zimmerman, 5'10 senior, pulls it across. Carrie Shaw works the right side, now shifts back to the middle. Out of bounds, nobody touched it from the Cougars. Sandy Creek will get the point down by 1-3-4. Kerry Shaw, jump serve, gets it across. Jen recovers to Schwann in the middle. Kamek rips it down, and it's going to be out of bounds. Sandy Creek will get it, and we are tied up at 4. Kerry Shaw with a big jump serve. Trojans back 3 deep. Service is up. It's going to be short. Kamek covers it to Schwann. Right back to Kamek. She'll just bump it over as a free ball. Harms pushes it over. Diving effort by the Trojans. Now the battle at the net is going to be picked back, pulled back by the Trojan. Jendrick will send over the free ball. Harms comes up from the set from Shaw, from Michaela Shaw to get the big kill and give Sandy Creek the lead 5-4. Kerry Shaw doing it up. Shaw makes the big serve off the block, and it's there. Michaela Shaw was there, and it's a 2-point Sandy Creek lead, 6-4. Kerry Ann Shaw continues with this hot serve, 3 points in a row. Trying to make it 4. Schwann works the right side, knocked out of bounds. Sandy Creek stretches the lead, 7-4. Kerry Shaw has now put 4 in a row. Shot is up. Trojans cover. They'll work the left side. Kamek tries to go into the net. Touched and down. Not into the net. Sandy Creek has doubled up. Back to 4 lead. 8-4. 5 points in a row now. Trojans cover now. They'll send back the free ball. Caton puts it up to Shaw. To Harms, rips it down on the line. They're going to call it in. Sandy Creek picks up another one. They're up by 5. 9-4. Timeout, Tri-County. 2-1. Sandy Creek leads. They take the fourth set, a lead in the fourth set by 5. 9-4. It's high school playoff volleyball in the Breeze. 94.5 KLIQFM.com.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
Deeker Construction in Hastings has been a trusted contractor for more than 25 years. Deeker Construction specializes in custom homes, commercial construction, complete remodeling, and additions, as well as concrete work. Deeker Construction's support of high school athletics helped make this broadcast possible.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back to High School Volleyball on The Breeze, 94.5, KLIQFM.com. Rob Osmond courtside with you. First round playoff action from Lincoln North Star. Sutton defeated Alma earlier in the night, in the afternoon rather, and will advance to play tomorrow. They'll play the winner of this one. And right now, Sandy Creek is on top. 2-1. They lead this one by 5. Kamek gets the return. She makes a hard shot, knocks it in, and Sandy Creek can't track it down. Sandy Creek on top, 9-5 now. Back to serve is Hicks, Macy Hicks, at 5-3 for the Trojans. Jump serve, hard one at that, covered by Sandy Creek. In the middle, Harms busts it through the block and gets the score. 10-5, Hicks to the bench. Back in the match will be Whitney Ray for Tri-County. Service from Michaela Shaw. In the middle now, the attack comes from the Trojans, and bringing it down home was Sydney Holtmeyer, and Holtmeyer gets the point. And the service back to Tri-County. 10-6. Sandy Creek on top. Samantha Garrison to the bench. Jendrick back in the contest for Tri-County. Jump serve from Kamek. Kamek rips one across. Good play by Michaela Shaw. Kerry Shaw makes a touch into the net. It goes. And the point belongs to Tri-County, who've now cut down this lead that was once five, is now three. Kamek, big jump serve. Hard shot. Eight serve for Kamek. And Tri-County back within two. They've got, the Cougars have got to get the ball out of Kamek's hands. And it's easier said than done. Lauren Kamek has a big, powerful jump serve. This one right on target, too. Free ball as the Trojans will reload now. Now they'll have to send it across the free ball. Michaela shot to Harms. Harms rips it down, but the Trojans were there to cover with it. Kamek sends it back. Cougars reload on the left side. It's going to be dinked over by Horst. Ripped down now by Jenrick on the left side. Pushed over by Horst. Good rally going here until Sydney Holtmeyer picks up another big kill and brings Tri-County back within one. 10-9, Sandy Creek on top. Kamek putting together some serious points now. She's got four. On the right side now, they'll try to send it right back. Kamek on the left side now to Flang. It's going to go out of bounds. Flang put too much on it, and that'll bring an end to the Tri-County serve and give Sandy Creek back a two-point lead. Back to serve is Taylor Horst. Her shot's right on the money, just clears the net, but the Trojans go down to cover it. Nobody there. Caton didn't make a play on the ball, and the service will go right back to Tri-County. 11-10. Caton thought she heard footsteps behind her. Jenrick will serve now for Tri-County. She'll float it across. Right side, brought down quick, hard, and with a purpose on the right side. Taylor Horst comes up big on that one and gets the service back for Sandy Creek now. Again up by two, 12-10. To serve will be Ashley Harms, and that's where you want to put the ball into their hands. Harms' service is covered in the middle, thrown down. Cougars will regroup, send back the free ball. They'll drop it across. Stepping up for it are the Trojans now, working the right side. Through the block and down it goes. Bailey Wollenberg, I believe, got a piece of that. She did. And it's 11-12 now. Trojans within one. They led at the very beginning of the match, 2-1. And then 3-2 and 4-2. But the Cougars are hanging in there, launching into it. Carrie Shaw had the angle, but didn't have the placement. Throws it into the net. We're tied at 12, and that gets a good round of applause from the Tri-County fans. Schwann sends it over on the right side, just through the block. Good coverage by the Trojans now, who work the left side. Knocked out of bounds. Anybody touch it? Yes. Trojans will get it. Catherine Flans pops it across and gets Tri-County back the lead. 13-12. Schwann continues the serve. She's going to switch over to the left side. Knuckleballs across, covered by Kate. Jenrick comes up to handle it on the left side. Flans brings it down, knocks it out of bounds. Cougars can't handle it. And it's 14-12. Cougars build up the lead now to two. They've rattled off 3 points in a row. 4 points in a row, rather. They get the lead, 14-12. Schwann drives it across, stepping up. Good coverage, going to be pushed over by Shaw right on the line. No, they're going to call it out. It looked like it was on the line. It's on the far side of the court. The referee, obviously, a lot closer than we are. But the lead now stretches to three for the Trojans here in the fourth set. Another must win. Service is just out of bounds right in front of the back judge. So Sandy Creek will get it back. Lucky to be only down by two. Back to serve is Montana Hendricks, another hot server for Sandy Creek. In the middle, brought down quick and hard. The Tri-County just keeps coming up big. Shelby Zimmerman from the middle this time. Makes it a 13-16 match. Sandy Creek up 2-1. Tri-County won the last one. And they're battling in this one now along the net. Trojans will attack on the left side. Kamek gets it to go off the block, but out of bounds. Tri-County has the answer. Timeout for Sandy Creek, down by 4 in the fourth set. You're listening to High School Playoff Volleyball in the Breeze, 94.5 KLIQ-FM.com.
Your Double Circle Co-op, the Fairfield Co-op, has a full line of chemicals, mixed fertilizers, insecticides, and whatever you need for a good farming operation. This full-service co-op has the equipment to do custom application. Propane is available. The Fairfield Nonstop Co-op Fertilizer Association in Fairfield, Glenville, Pauline, and Edgar proudly supports Sandy Creek and all area athletes, celebrating more than 50 years of service to South Central Nebraska, including the Fertilizer Ag Chemical Plant near Blue Hill and Ayer. The Fairfield Nonstop Co-op.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back to High School Volleyball on The Breeze, 94.5 and KLIQFM.com. We just found out that Clay Center was victorious in their efforts tonight against Mullen, taking in three straight sets. They'll advance to the semifinals tomorrow. We'll be covering that game, and we'll tell you about it as we get going. Right now, Sandy Creek down by 4, 17-13 in the fourth set. Sandy Creek can get into the semifinals with a win here. But Tri-County on a roll. Service now from Catherine Flans. Cougars work the left side. Carrie Shaw throws it into the net, right into the hands of Tri-County. And Tri-County makes her pay for it and stretches the lead now to 5. Service from Flans. This time the Cougars are there. Diving effort goes into the crowd. Cougars will get the point and the service back. They made a great shot at the line, and the Trojans just couldn't play it. Amanda Keaton steps up, drops this one across. Schwann pushes up to Kamek. Kamek rips it down, and it goes off. Ball is knocked out of bounds or across the net. That was self-defense, I'm telling you. 19-14, Trojans pick up the point, up by 5. Service from Zimmerman, Shelby Zimmerman. Schwann sets for the Trojans, dinked over by Kamek. Good effort, Cougars trying to keep it going. Harm steps up and saves the day for Sandy Creek. On the right side, wide open shot. Jamie Brandt was there. Jamie Brandt ripped one down that right side in the open court and catches the Cougars out of position, 20-14. Trojans on the verge of tying this up, forcing a fifth and decisive set. Unless the Cougars can dig down deep. Knocked out of bounds. Sandy Creek will get the point. 20-15 is the score. Carrie Shaw has been quiet as of late. Now she's at the service line. Jenrick covers to Schwann. Kamek sends it across. Carrie Shaw to cover. Brought across. Cougars now set up, trying to keep the ball away from Kamek as much as they can, working that left side. Hard shot by Horst is covered. Return goes through the block and out of bounds, and the Trojans get the point. 21-15. Macy Hicks to serve for the Trojans. Tri-County up now by 6. Harms pushes it over. Schwann now works left side to Kamek. Kamek through the block. Saved by Jenrick. It'll be a free ball, but a great play by the Trojans to keep it alive. Harms gets it. Block is batted right back at her. On the left side, Hurst gets it to go. She can't get it to go. In the net, down to the court it goes. Point goes to the Cougars. That was a hard-fought battle. And Sandy Creek came out on top of that one. Still down by 5 now. Michaela Shaw to serve for Sandy Creek. Her shot, Jenrick to Schwann. working the left side. Kamek winds up into the block, but knocked out of bounds. Sandy Creek doing a good job getting the block, but the ball did not have any control on it. It's 22-16. Kamek now with the serve. That's right where Tri-County wanted to be, with the ball in her hands right at the end of the set. Cougars would do well to take it away. Harms dinks it over, covered nicely by Wohlenberg. Harms reloads. This one's going to split defenders and drop to the court. Ashley Harms puts a nice touch on it. A lot of English on that ball, and it drops in. Sandy Creek not going to go down without a fight here. 22-17. Taylor Horst with the serve. Kamek down with the set. Perfect shot. Good read. Catherine Flam gets it to drop. 23-17. Tri-County 2 points from forcing a fifth set. Jenrich. Jenrich to serve now. Sarah Jenrich. Timeout. Sandy Creek 23-17 in the fourth set. We'll take a quick break and come right back with the finale on this one. It's high school volleyball at its best on the Breeze, 94.5 KLIQFM.com.
When you work the land, you know that you can make the land work more for you with irrigation and test wells from Shuck Drilling Company in Edgar, Nebraska. Shuck Drilling has T&L pivots, Worthington pumps, Western Land Roller pumps, Hastings Irrigation Pipe and Supplies, and repairs all types of pumps. Shuck Drilling. Quality products produced locally to help you increase your harvest yields and helping our economy grow stronger. Shuck Drilling Company in Edgar since 1947, supporting Sandy Creek and area athletes.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back. Coming down to another contested finish, 23-17. Trojans in control, but Sandy Creek has a serve. Or no, Sandy Creek is battling back, trying to get the serve now from Jenrich. When we last left you, back we come now. Jenrich ready to go. Trojans need two good serves out of her. On the right side, bringing it down, Ashley Harms makes it 23-18. Sandy Creek now. Harms will have the ball for the service. She'll bring it across, coming up for it. Free ball. Carrie Shaw drives it back and gets the point. Sandy Creek hanging in there, 23-19. Down by four. Service from Harms, covered on the left side, down the line. Four hits, one too many for Tri-County, and it's 23-20. And how huge is this as Sandy Creek continues their streak? Service from Harms. Jenrich covers. Hustling over is Kamek. Pushed over. Free ball now. Michaela Shaw to Carrie Shaw to get it to go. And it's 23-21 as the ball drops on Tri-County side. 21-23. Timeout. Tri-County. And we'll take another break. It's really getting interesting now here in the fourth set. You're listening to High School Volleyball on the Breeze, 94.5 and KLIQFM.com.
The Butcher Shop in Fairfield proudly supports the Sandy Creek athletes and teams. Good luck in all your games. The Butcher Shop does custom butchering and processing of beef, pork, and lamb, also canned meat. And as many people know, the Butcher Shop is your place for the processing of your deer meat. Gene and Eileen invite you in for some great sale prices on prime rib this week. Stop in or call the Butcher Shop, 301 Northeast Street in Fairfield, supports the Sandy Creek students in the classroom and on the field.
The Breeze, 94.5.
You can bet the folks down in DeWitt are sitting on the edge of their seat. Fourth set, Tri-County has got to have it to get to the fifth. Sandy Creek can put it away, but Sandy Creek down by two. Harms touches it across. Kamek with the play. Blocked at the net, but the Cougars have control. Caton on the other side gets it across. At the net, tough set. Point goes to Sandy Creek. 23-22, Sandy Creek can tie it up right here. Ashley Harms has done it. Brought the Cougars back. Jenrich covers the service. Dehamek, another one right at the net. Going to be knocked out of bounds. Sandy Creek has tied it up at 23. What a match! Ashley Harms with the serve. Kamek sets in the middle. Hard shot. Down and through, and that was a big one. Tri-County got it back. Shelly Zimmerman comes up big. 24-23. Set point for Tri-County. And it's Heather Schwann who started off serving for Tri-County. Everyone on their feet on the Tri-County side. Schwann floats it over at the rainbow. Underneath it, at the net, in the net. Set goes to Tri-County as Michaela Shaw, backs into the net. And it's 25-23, how the fourth set ends. Tri-County has now taken two sets in a row to tie it up. It'll be a fifth and decisive set coming up. We'll take a break. Come right back with one more. Allens of Hastings mid-set break. This is high school volleyball the way it's meant to be. On the Breeze, 94.5 and KLIQFM.com.
The Corner Market in Edgar congratulates the Sandy Creek Cougars on another great season. The Corner Market is an affiliated Foods Midwest store featuring Sure Fresh and Sure Fine products. Corner Market is a full-service grocery store delivering Tuesdays and Fridays. The Corner Market has custom-cut USDA choice meats, no additives, and meat and cheese trays. The Corner Market is open Monday through Saturday from 7:30 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. and from 9 to 3 on Sunday. Why pay more when you can buy for less? The Corner Market in Edgar, Nebraska.
For all your Husker game day gear, shop Allen's Husker Shop. We have the largest and most unique selection in the area now at 25% off through the end of the month with new Husker clothing, including hard-to-find children's items. For tailgating before the big game, see our Husker canopies, chairs, and coolers. We carry corn heads, giant wall crushers, bedding, and collectibles. Allen's Husker Shop, offering you more.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Sandy Creek was down in that fourth set by as many as six. They got seven of the last 9 points, but it was the final two that counted for Tri-County as they have battled back in this match. Sandy Creek takes the first two sets, 25-17, 25-22, and then third and fourth sets belong all to Tri-County, 25-21, 25-23. It has been very contested at the end, and now we'll go to a fifth and final set. First to 15 will win it all and will advance to play Sutton tomorrow at 7 o'clock. And again, that game will be right here on the Breeze, 94.5, as well as online. And if you know anybody that is out of the area that may want to listen to this game, you can do it always online, www.kliqfm.com, for live streaming. All right, here we go. All the months and months of practice, all the hard work, the after-school practices, the early morning off-season practices, everything comes down to this. The final 15 points right here, right now, or it's a long ride back to Sandy Creek or DeWitt. But for one of these two teams, it's a destiny date with Sutton tomorrow at 7 o'clock, and we're just 15 points from finding out who. That's your Allens of Hastings mid-set break, brought to you by Allens, the You Get More Superstore. Boy, are you getting more tonight. Ashley Harms gets things started for Sandy Creek. Schwann feeds the middle, down and off the block. And Tri-County picks up the lead, 1-0. Every point means so much. It brings you that much closer to playing in the semifinals. Trojans up by one. Schwann floats it across. Harms was there to cover. Kerry Shaw through the block, knocked out of bounds, and Sandy Creek ties it up at one. One-one. Service from the Cougars. Stepping up for it after the serve was Montana Hendricks. Ball's going to be knocked out of bounds. Point belongs to the Trojans. 2-1. Crowd didn't like that one. Tri-County side did. Rotations now. Back in defense. service just off the net. A dig down on the court. Ace serve. For Catherine Flans. Flans makes a nice drop on the ball and gets the Trojans a 2-point lead. 3-1. Into the net comes the next one, and it'll be Sandy Creek service down by one, 3-2. Amanda Caton serves it across. Good serve. Jenrich covers it. Coming up with Schwann. Kamek will have to send it across. On the left side, Hurst comes up with it. Set in the middle now. Good block, but a good recovery for the Cougars. They'll reload now and attack on the left side. Brought down Jenrich. Good save for the Cougars, or for the Trojans, rather. Michaela Shaw gets it. Battle at the net. Into the net. No, a carry is going to be called on the Trojans. Sandy Creek will get it. Battling over there with Taylor Hurst and Michaela Shaw. And we are tied up at three. Caton continues her service. Well put, well played by the Trojans to keep it going. Back set, smash down the line, and it's going to be in. Caught the Cougars off guard. Catherine Flans made a good pop from the back row and gets it to drop 4-3. Trojans on top. To the line comes Shelly Zimmerman. She has done so much damage to the Cougars tonight. Down the line, in it goes. They call it right on the line. A serve. How big was that? 5-3. Trojans a third of the way to play in tomorrow. Zimmerman goes. Covered by the Cougars. Cougars now working on the left side, bringing it down, and on the court it goes. Good shot. Taylor Horst comes up big on that left corner, cuts the angle, and cuts into that Tri-County lead. 5-4, Trojans lead. Carrie Shaw to serve. Carrie puts it over. Tough serve goes right into to Flans, and Flans puts it right back into the net. We are tied at 5, and now the Cougars are a third of the way to playing tomorrow. Service is over, ripped down the corner, but into the net. Oh, they're calling the Cougars into the net. I thought for sure that the Trojans were in the net. Ball belongs to the Trojans. They're up 6-5. Macy Hicks to serve. Run and jump serve. She lets it go. Covered by Carrie Shaw. Harms puts it across. In the middle, all alone. Dropped in by Holmer. Blocked at the net. Sandy Creek's going to get it. Good battle at the net. Harms is in it. In the mix of it. Tied up at 6. Back to serve. Michaela Shaw. Michaela Shaw. Service is up. Spins off the back of the fingers of the Trojans, but they're able to send it back as a free ball. Michaela Shaw to Harms. Harms thunders it through, but the Trojans were there to cover it. They'll send it back. Reloading down the middle. Harms one more time. Block back. Nobody in the back row for the Cougars to cover. The block drops the point. Belongs to the Trojans. 7-6. And now for the Trojans, you got to love it. Lauren Kamek will have it, and she has been dominating at the service line, and it goes right into the net. Right into the net. We're tied again at 7. Sandy Creek with a golden opportunity here. Taylor Horst to serve. Toe in the line. Horst brings it across. Jenrich is there. Kamek is there. Shot down the line from Flans. Cougars cover. They'll send back the free ball. In the middle, Holtmeyer gets it to go. Ripped back by the Sandy Creek Cougars, but the Trojans covered. Shot down and out of bounds from the Trojans. Sandy Creek gets the point with it. Comes the lead. Midway through set number 5, 8-7. They're halfway there. Taylor Horst serve off the net. Cougars. Trojans hang in there. Crowd won points on both sides, but the Cougars are going to get it. I think the referees missed two good carries, but Sandy Creek perseveres and now stretches the lead 9-7. Timeout, Tri-County. Heating up towards the end of the set again. Fifth set. Sandy Creek up by two. It's high school volleyball from Lincoln on the Breeze. 94.5 KLIQFM.com.
Superior Deschler Incorporated in Edgar supports the farmers and agriculture in South Central Nebraska. Superior Deschler serves its customers with propane, custom application, liquid fertilizer, variable rate dry fertilizer, anhydrous ammonia, farm chemicals, refined fuels and seeds, including Dynagro. Proudly serving Edgar, Fairfield, and the surrounding area. Superior Deschler Incorporated in Edgar. Good luck on the field and in the classroom to the Sandy Creek and area athletes from Superior Deschler Incorporated.
The Breeze, 94.5.
9-7 the score. Sandy Creek on top in this fifth and decisive set. This is it right here, folks. One of these two teams will play at 7 o'clock tomorrow against Sutton. The other has a long bus ride home. We're back to action now. Gendrich comes up, drops it in. Played nicely by Holtmeyer. Cougars thunder it down through the block. Ashley Harms comes up big. Two-thirds of the way to play it tomorrow now are the Cougars 10-7. Taylor Horst rips it across, covered by Jenrich, out of position and into the net. No call. Yes, they do call it into the net. Sandy Creek will take any point they can get at this point. 11-7, Cougars on top. Service once again from Horst. Jenrich covers. Kamek puts it up on the left side. Flans lets it fly. It'll be a free ball. Flans to Kamek. Back to Flans. Flans off the block. And in, so Sandy Creek will cough up the serve and the point. 11-8, Tri-County battling back. Jenrich at the line to serve. Sarah Jenrich, the 5'5 senior for Tri-County, steps back, floats it in, covered by Caton at the net. Harms drums it home. Ashley Harms comes up huge from the right side. I tell you what, Ashley Harms has so many kills tonight, it looks like a slaughterhouse out there. Sandy Creek is just bringing it down. 12-8. Out of bounds, the shot goes. And Tri-County gets it back. 12-9. It's a three-point Cougar lead. Tri-County battling back. Heather Schwann to serve for the Trojans. Winds it up, covered by Caton. To Shaw. To Carey Shaw down the line. And it is. Sandy Creek has the point. 13-9. Sandy Creek 2 points away for playing tomorrow. Tri-County down by four. Harms has a thundering shot, but the Trojans were there to cover it. Big block at the net. Both the Shaws were in on it. And here it is. Sandy Creek fans on their feet. Match point. Timeout. Tri-County. We'll take a break and come back with this finale. One more serve. And it's Sandy Creek playing tomorrow night. We'll take a break. You're listening to High School Volleyball from Lincoln on the Breeze 94.5 at KLIQFM.com.
Joe Sports Cards, Comics, and Diecast Cars has a big selection of cards in stock, and we mean big. Joe's has more than 250,000 cards in the store. Football cards, baseball cards, basketball cards, wrestling cards, and so much more. Joe also has Magic, Yu-Gi-Oh, Pokemon, and Lord of the Ring cards. Joe's also has the Nebraska football senior sets in stock, plus all your card supplies. It's all at Joe's Sports Cards, Comics, and Diecast Cards, 231 North Lincoln in downtown Hastings. Call Joe at 462-4838.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Here we go. Match set. Match point. Taylor Harms to serve. She'll put it away for Sandy Creek. If she gets it, and it goes into the net. And the drama builds. Tri-County down by four. Still match point for Sandy Creek. Dinked over, down to the court. Sandy Creek plays tomorrow. The Cougars win. Sandy Creek wins. What a match, folks. What a match. 15-12 is how it comes out in the fifth set. Sandy Creek will have a rematch with Sutton tomorrow. And the Tri-County season comes to an end. What a way to finish it up, folks. We will take a break and come back with our Sylvan Learning Center post-game show. You're listening to high school volleyball at its best on the Breeze 94.5 and KLIQFM.com.
If you need a loan, you need the Guide Rock State Bank in Edgar. The Guide Rock State Bank is ready to help you with your car loan, farm equipment, personal, or business loan. Whatever you need, checking accounts, savings accounts, loan CDs, the Guide Rock State Bank offers its customers the utmost in convenience and professional service. The Guide Rock State Bank in Edgar, your full-service bank, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC. The Guide Rock State Bank supports the Sandy Creek students, athletes, and coaches.
Oregon Trail Equipment is one of South Central and Southeast Nebraska's largest John Deere dealerships, offering new and used farm equipment, including tractors, combines, planters, skid steers, lawnmowers, plus parts and service. Oregon Trail Equipment, located in Fairfield, Hebron, Superior, Beatrice, and Marysville, Kansas.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments plus life, health, and long-term care insurance. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
This is the Sylvan Postgame Show on the Breeze 94.5, brought to you by Sylvan Learning Centers.
Help your child get headed in the right direction this school year. The Sylvan team will take the time to develop a personalized program that will achieve lifelong success for your child. Whether it's building core academic skills and filling in the gaps, improving study habits, getting them prepared for college, or providing focused help in one subject, Sylvan can help. To learn more, call Sylvan today at 1-800-EDUCATE or visit us on the web at www.educate.com.
Now, let's go back for a recap of tonight.
Welcome back to our Sylvan Learning Center post-game show, brought to you by Sylvan Learning Center. 1-888-EDUCATE. Rob Osmond with you, courtside. We've just witnessed the very fantastic finish to a great volleyball match. Sandy Creek has a date with Destiny tomorrow to take on Sutton to try to split up that series. More on that tomorrow, but for tonight, that is a fantastic finish tonight. Sandy Creek improves to 24-6. We're going to see if we can get one of the two coaches to come up for a quick interview, but I tell you, it is mayhem down on the court as we speak. I'll kind of set the stage for you. Sandy Creek came out with a lot of momentum to begin with to open up the night. The first set, 25-17, Sandy Creek took it with seemingly a lot of ease. They took the second one, 25-22, and were up 2-0 in the driver's seat, and then they kind of went a little bit flat. They made a battle out of it, but Tri-County wanted to play a little more volleyball and took the third set, 25-21. They took the third set, the Trojans did, 25-23, and forced that fifth set. And in the fifth set, Sandy Creek, I don't want to say woke up because they played some fantastic volleyball tonight, but this time they realized how much it meant and picked up the win, 15-12, and a fantastic finish. I tell you, those last three matches were down to the wire, and they were, our last three sets were down to the wire, and they were a lot of fun. So here's where we stand as we speak now, taking a look at the brackets. Sutton won earlier. They're the number one seed. Sandy Creek's the fourth seed. We will play at Lincoln Southeast High School tomorrow at 7 o'clock at night. Sutton and Sandy Creek. It'll be a rematch. The two played each other four matches during the season, once in the sub-districts, and they split it 2-2. So the fifth match, if you will, and decisive for number five, will go the way tomorrow. We'll find out what that is all about. That match will be here on KLIQ 94.5. Pregame show will start at about 6:45, so tune in to 94.5 FM or online at KLIQFM.com. And I understand we got a lot of listeners from Sandy Creek, and boy, I tell you, I appreciate the the listeners, and I appreciate the fact that we're able to bring you this, and it's all because we've got some fantastic sponsors from the Sandy Creek area that make it possible. So if possible, get out there and thank them for opening up their pocketbooks and getting us out here to cover it. We love covering Sandy Creek volleyball, especially when we see performances like this tonight, and these girls have earned every bit of it and have done a fantastic job, and the play will continue on tomorrow at 7 o'clock. So that's how things will wrap up. I do not know if either of the coaches from Sandy Creek will be coming up this way. I am hoping I could get their attention, but I do not think so. I think the other media has put a wrap on them. We'll take a quick break and see if we can do it. They've got a busy night here coming up this evening. They've got another match coming at 6:30. They're going to clear out the gym as we speak. So we will take a quick break, and we'll come back with the second half of our Sylvan Learning Center postgame show. You're listening to High School Volleyball on the Breeze, 94.5 KLIQFM.com.
Your Double Circle Co-op, the Fairfield Co-op, has a full line of chemicals, mixed fertilizers, insecticides, and whatever you need for a good farming operation. This full-service co-op has the equipment to do custom application. Propane is available. The Fairfield Nonstop Co-op Fertilizer Association in Fairfield, Glenville, Pauline, and Edgar proudly supports Sandy Creek and all area athletes, celebrating more than 50 years of service to South Central Nebraska, including the Fertilizer Ag Chemical Plant near Blue Hill and Ayer. The Fairfield Nonstop Co-op.
The Corner Market in Edgar congratulates the Sandy Creek Cougars on another great season. The Corner Market is an affiliated Foods Midwest store featuring SureFresh and SureFine products. Corner Market is a full-service grocery store delivering Tuesdays and Fridays. The Corner Market has custom-cut USDA choice meats, no additives, and meat and cheese trays. The Corner Market is open Monday through Saturday from 7:30 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. and from 9 to 3 on Sunday. Why pay more when you can buy for less? The Corner Market in Edgar, Nebraska.
What was your reaction to the last report card your child brought home? Joy? Disappointment? Confusion? Shock? Many parents experience a range of emotions at report card time. They're certain that their child can do better in school, but just aren't sure how to help. Sylvan can help. Through a variety of diagnostic tools, Sylvan can help pinpoint your child's academic strengths and weaknesses and create a personalized program to meet your child's needs. Sylvan can help the next report card be a great one. Call 1-800-EDUCATE-NOW.
The Breeze, 94.5.
All right, they're doing a great job of clearing this place out. They're going to empty it, clean it up, and get ready for the next matches coming up. And I will let you know because Sutton will take on Sandy Creek, and one of them will go to the championship, and they will face either of our two afternoon or evening games tonight, and that would be Aquinas and Bridgeport that are going to go at 6:30, and then following them at 8 o'clock, or 8:30 rather, Bancroft-Rosalie will take on North Platte St. Pat. So that takes place at 8:30. So that will be the other half of the bracket. So as we stand now, the top half of the bracket is set in stone. The Sutton Phillies will take on Sandy Creek tomorrow at 7 o'clock in a game that will be broadcast right here on the Breeze. Also, we can tell you that we will be broadcasting on KHAS 1230, the Clay Center matchup between the winner of Chambers and Falls City Sacred Heart. I do not know who won that game. That game has already been played. It was done at about 3 this afternoon. So either Chambers or Falls City Sacred Heart. I do not know which, but one of those two have already won and established themselves as the opponent of Clay Center. The Wildcats will take on, and I think we're going to be fortunate enough to get a coach up here. Let's take a quick break. We'll just hang on here. We got one of the coaches coming up here that we want to get a quick word in with if we can. Hold on one second. How are we doing, Coach? Congratulations on a fantastic win tonight.
Thank you very much.
I'm telling you, you guys know how to put on a show. That was
not something I'd like them to do, but yes, it definitely was a show. It was great volleyball.
I'm telling you, and you're going to have to forgive me. Give me your name again, Coach.
Lauren Williams.
I knew it was Lauren Williams.
Well, there's two of us.
Yeah, that's exactly.
Yeah,
You make it tougher on us.
Yep.
But, Lauren, Coach, you did that's a fantastic job on this team. All year long, your girls have been responding to you guys and played extremely well.
They definitely have. They're great. They're easy to coach because they're athletic. They're confident. They're a bunch of leaders. What we ask them to do, they do. You know, so it's been great.
There was a couple of occasions you could see a little bit of doubt in their eyes,
mm-hmm.
but their actions never showed that. That was discipline. That was solid. They never felt like their backs were against the wall.
Exactly. And as coaches, we've always felt confident in situations like that where we can give it to them. You know, we let them come out from that. I mean, we'll call a couple timeouts here and there and just say, let's play some volleyball. You know, get back out there, work together, and you'll be fine.
Well, I tell you, you got a tough matchup now. You're going to see Sutton
mm-hmm.
tomorrow
mm-hmm.
night, a team that you have played four other matches with and split it right down the middle. Your thoughts on that matchup?
You know, I'm actually very excited to be playing them again. We played them a lot during the season, but, you know, That's good and bad, but we know what they're going to do. You know, we know who their strong players are. We know what their defense looks like. So we're not going to go in blind to this match at all. We just have to play our game on our side of the net.
And on the other side, they're saying the same thing about you.
Yep, they're exactly saying the same thing. So it'll be a really good match.
Tell me about what was the difference maker tonight. What separated you guys from a long trip home?
The girls definitely in that last set. You could see it on their faces when they sat down. They said, you know, we're going to do this. And their confidence came back up. With that came their communication. With that came pushing their passes. We struggled a little bit early in pushing our passes, so we couldn't run that quick offense that we've been running all year long. It was a struggle for to get our middles involved. So, you know, they sat down and they said, you know, we're going to do this. We're going to attack and we're going to push our passes. So
Ashley Harms, absolutely relentless.
Mm-hmm.
At the line, fantastic
yep.
job. Both
mm-hmm.
the Shaw sisters, a fantastic
yep.
job at the line. No give up
nope.
in this team at all. A couple
yep.
times, you know, you're down by five, you're down by six, and no quit.
Nope, absolutely. We look to those girls, and they just have that desire. You know, that's something you cannot teach. You can't teach a person, an athlete, whatever, to have that desire. They develop that on their own. But I think it's through their knowledge of the game and the love of the game that they've decided – we're going to do this, and we're going to do it every point.
Well, you also got to take a look at the coach's side, and I'm going to have to pat you on the back here. I tell you, you turn a team around that has five wins last year.
Yep, five.
To this, and now you just got one over five losses on the season.
Yep.
I mean, that's a complete role reversal. How do you go about doing that? Because clearly the girls did not change.
You're right. We have the same girls. We just worked really hard. You know, we had them in the weight room in the summer. We went to camps. Just basically teaching them the fundamentals of volleyball, teaching them the game, and teaching them to be excited about it. They're very athletic, so they just needed little bits and pieces, you know, here and here, here and there, and we needed to break some things down for them and, you know, just guide them, basically. And they've just taken it and gone.
They have just absolutely listened and
yep.
responded and have excelled. I mean,
yep.
it has to be above and beyond your early ambitions,
yep.
but the closer you got, the more you realize the confidence, the talent, the ability you have. But here's
mm-hmm.
the hard part, Coach. Tomorrow
mm-hmm.
Is a whole other matchup,
right.
and things get tough from here on out.
They definitely do.
How do you get the girls to respond after going five sets?
Yep.
How do you get them to respond to come back and play the A game tomorrow?
You know, we just take it one point at a time, and their focus is not going to be on what Sutton can do. It's going to be on what we need to do. So we'll redirect them. You know, they'll be excited tomorrow, but we'll make sure that as coaches we direct them into being focused on exactly what we want them to do on our side of the court.
I'm going to tell you, any other coach tells me you take it one point at a time, I think it's a cliche, it's a cop-out kind of line, but you, I believe.
That's exactly what I tell them.
Because that's what I see out here when you guys are down by five and six and still manage to nip and tuck and,
yep.
and not give up. Because a lot of times it's easy, hey, let's save our energy, let's just drop this set,
yep.
and we'll come back and take the next one.
Yep.
That doesn't work here. That doesn't happen.
No, it's not acceptable, and the girls know that. When we're down, I always tell them, you know, in practice we've done situations where we give them 15 and the other team on the other side of the court has 20. You know, they have to fight back. And so it's always been focused, you win this next point. You win this next point. We've never been the team early on in the year. We didn't have any goals of coming to state. You know, it was do these things And, you know, maybe we'll get here, but that was never even said. It was just do these things.
Just do these things and you win.
Yep.
And you win the point. You know?
Right.
You win little battles at a time and
right.
all of a sudden building blocks and you're up and
and
doing very well, Coach. Well,
thank you very much.
You got a great team on your hands.
Thanks.
And a great matchup set for tomorrow. Thank
yep.
you so much for
yep.
For speaking with us and
yep.
Wish you all the best and we'll
yep.
talk to you tomorrow.
We'll see you there. Thank you.
All right. Coach Lauren Williams of the Sandy Creek Cougars, congratulations on a great win and what a fantastic match to wrap up. And we are going to wrap things up on that note. And thank you very much for tuning in. We will see you again tomorrow right here on The Breeze at 6:40 will be our pregame show. So thanks so much for tuning in and have yourselves a great evening. Look forward to continuing on semifinal action from Lincoln in the playoffs. Rob Osman saying goodnight from Lincoln North Star, and we'll talk to you tomorrow. You've been listening to Playoff Action on The Breeze, 94.5 and KLIQFM.com.
Sandy Creek Cougar State volleyball coverage has been made possible thanks to Fairfield NS Co-op, Superior Deschler Incorporated, Guide Rock State Bank, Shuck Drilling, Corner Market, Oregon Trail Equipment, The Butcher Shop, and Joe's Sports Cards, Comics, and Diecast Cars. This has been a production of Platte River Radio Sports.